the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community. We are proud of Albia just like you, proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of GNP Insurance. Give us a call and go Big Blue.
From fluffy pancakes and hearty omelets to burgers, salads, tenderloins, wraps, and much more, we serve up breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Highway Restaurant in Albia on Highway 34. Whether it's a morning snack or a hearty evening meal, it's Albia's hidden gem. The perfect place to dine with family and friends in our open family-style restaurant where breakfast is served all day. Open Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Highway Restaurant, all day, every day. It's just that good.
At Country Roads Meat Market in Centerville, we believe in the power of local. That's why every fresh cut of beef and pork comes straight from the hardworking hands of our local farmers. We're not just a market, we're a community, supporting our local farmers by bringing you the most flavorful meats around. Hosting a gathering? Be sure to try our beef sticks and summer sausage, too. All crafted in-house. When you choose Country Roads Meat Market, you're not just getting top-notch meat, you're supporting the heartbeat of our communities. Country Roads Meat Market. Stop in our store in Centerville and taste the difference that local pride makes.
Hometown Family Dental is hometown proud of the Albia Blue Demons. Dr. Molly Mullen, an Albia native, and her staff are committed to providing comprehensive, comfortable, caring, excellent dentistry for the entire family. Hometown Family Dental is currently accepting new patients and now offering orthodontic services. Hometown Family Dental, located on the east side of the historic Albia Square, creating smiles with a personal touch. Attention all archery enthusiasts, it's time to upgrade your bow game with the latest arrival of Hoyt and Expedition bows at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the new Hoyt and Expedition bows will elevate your archery experience. Bluff Creek Archery also offers great selections of quality used bows, perfect for those looking for high performance at a great value. Carrying all the accessories you need and offering service, repairs, and adjustments for all brands. Hit your mark with Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Hi, this is Katie McDonald, branch manager of People's State Bank and office of South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Are you looking to purchase something new or new to you this year? Come see me for all your lending needs. Looking for a new car or recreational vehicle? We have some great rates. Looking to purchase or refinance your home? We have financing for that too and some of the lowest closing costs around. Come see me on the Albia Square. I would love to finance your next big purchase. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Cyclones, the Chiefs, BCS, Final Four, the Super Bowl, the Indy 500, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, Ironman Field. Victorious tonight on the Blue Demons 41-7. Explosive second half, guys. And, you felt like in that first half, Shane, something that was maybe a little bit of a common theme in the season, that the offense was able to move the football but not finish. Yep. Left a couple of scoring opportunities on the table, but man, you come out in that third quarter and it was unbelievable.
Very good point. I think that the word for tonight is finish. That they really did. And, you know, once again, the identity of this team really has been the defense. And the defense, man, they played great ball tonight.
All right, guys, down the sideline. This was an important win for Albia, not just because it was homecoming, but now you're putting yourself in a position where you can still get that the district title, and you're fighting for a playoff spot. No longer, I think, is Albia fighting for a playoff berth, but where do you find yourself in the pecking order of those first-round combinations?
That's right, and I think a lot will have to do with how everything shakes out tonight, too. I know Mediapolis is playing Mid-Prairie, and that's a huge game in this district to see who's going to come out on top. Because Mid-Prairie right now looks like the train that's going to have to be beaten. So I think Albia's going to be, they're going to be right there, though. I mean, everybody has a loss. Everybody's got a chance. So I'm super excited the way this team came out in the second half. And they really, you know, they just played free football, I thought. I think they just came out and was like, guys, I think we know we're better than this. And they came out and showed it in the second half.
Special teams are special in some weird ways tonight, Christian. The two kickoffs that were fumbles that Albia recovered, those are momentum grabbers, too.
That's right. And the whole game long, I mean, it didn't matter if offense, defense, special teams, it was perfect team playing. Might not have been perfect on every play, but it was perfect effort, and they wanted to come out there, especially in that second half, execution. Execute, finish the plays, finish the drives, and that was the difference maker.
Albia having its dedication night. This is where they bring out the seniors will bring out someone to dedicate their game and the season to.
What a great tradition! Yeah. It's always a neat thing every year to see this, and it teaches these young guys to honor some people that have helped them through the way.
We will try to keep this here on Albia.tv. Give you some hints of this. Folks who are going to jump into the locker room show. We'll also have the statewide show to get you all the scores. A lot of really big football games tonight. Seniors out there getting hugs from friends and family. They're going to be dedicating. They're Christian, you did this, and it was a special night for the athlete and for the person they're recognizing and honoring.
That's right. You know, so many, you see all these guys out in these jerseys making these awesome plays and stuff, but, you know, it's people in their lives that help them, you know, encouragement, get into where they need to be. I know I chose my Uncle Jimmy because he was awesome. He took me in and put me underneath his wing, put me through a training program, got me where I needed to be, and every single one of these people out here are well-deserved of what it is. They put, you're the plant. They're the ones pouring that water so you grow. And, you know, every single one of these people deserve what they're getting tonight.
Welcome, everyone.
Well, we'll turn it over to the PA and let you enjoy the ambience of dedication tonight.
Casey Baker. I dedicate this game to my brother, Cody Cosman. You were always my role model growing up. I watched everything you did and wanted to be just like you. I wanted to be just like my big brother. I wouldn't be the person I am today without you, and I know you would be proud of how I turned out. I remember the days going outside in the backyard and playing catch with you or playing basketball with you in the driveway. You never made it easy, and I don't think you ever let me win, but I didn't care because I was spending time with my big brother. You helped me fall in love with sports and encouraged me every day to keep pushing. It didn't matter what sport I was playing. You were there cheering me on from the stands. Sometimes I think you would cheer just to try to embarrass me, and it would work. When I would hear someone going crazy in the stands, I wouldn't even look because I knew it was most likely you. No matter how good or bad I did, you would always send me a text the next day saying how much of a stud I was. I miss seeing you in the stands and hearing you cheer. I miss hearing you laugh loud and seeing your cheesy smile. But what I miss most of all is your big bear hugs that you would give. Life has been difficult without you by my side. There isn't a day when you don't cross my mind. I know you are still watching me and cheering me on. I look forward to seeing you again. Love your little brother, Kaysen. With Kaysen is Kaylee Cosman, his sister. Kaysen Baker. Ethan Ballard dedicates this night to Slater Poe. Slater, you've been with me through the ups and downs throughout my high school career, and for that, I thank you. You've been a great coach to me and an even better friend. I can't thank you enough for all the lessons you have taught me and the advice you have given me. I also want to thank you for sacrificing countless hours away from your family and work to come watch me play football or take me to wrestling meet. It means a lot to me, and I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you sincerely. Nathan Ballard. This is Simon Pettit. After a little consideration, I've decided to dedicate tonight to my grandpa, Michael Judge. Even though my grandpa isn't here physically tonight, I promise you he has the best seat in the house. My grandpa was the best role model I could have asked for. Whenever I needed to talk about something or I needed any kind of advice, he was my person. Pa molded me into the man I am today, and I still strive to be more like him every day. He was my biggest supporter. Pa had every reason to be cocky. However, he was the most humble guy I have ever known. He taught me the importance of hard work, perseverance, and sportsmanship. I remember the countless afternoons we spent together eating ice cream and him sharing stories of his own youth and the lessons he learned along the way. I remember him coming to all my games when he was healthy. He wouldn't have missed them for anything. He would always sit with me and tell me how well I did, even when I knew I didn't play well. No matter what it was, he always made sure I felt better about it. I can't even describe how hard it is without you, Pa, but I promise I will make you proud. For everyone that still has their grandpa, don't take them for granted. I wish I did. Simon Pettit. People badly, I dedicate this game to Uncle Kurt because he's helped me through the ups and downs of my high school years. He's always there for me, motivating me before games, whether that is a text message, phone call, or talking to me before the game starts. I want to thank you for all the lessons you have taught me and advice you have given me. Thank you for everything you do for me. It has taught me a lot through my high school years. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you. Sincerely, Cooper Bradley. Spencer Madison, I'm dedicating this game to one of my biggest supporters in the world, my grandfather Dale Madison. He has always supported me in life whenever it was in sports, school, church, or anywhere else. He's the one of the nicest, most genuine people you could ever meet. Although he cannot make it to my games very often, he's always watching it on TV or listening to it on the radio. He calls me the next day to talk to me about the game and tell me how well I played. One of my favorite memories with Grandpa is when he, my brother, and I went fishing at the reservoir. We were there for hours and none of us caught a fish or even got a bite, but doing things like fishing with him are memories that I will never forget. Thank you for always being there for me and always supporting me in anything that I choose to do. I love you, Grandpa, and I'm dedicating this game to you. Spencer. Rowan Archer, without much thought, I decided to write my letter for my grandma. Since I can remember, my grandma has always been there for me in my life, no matter what. She's always been willing to spend time with me, either fishing or going to the lake. She is always there to support me in anything I do. I can't remember the last time she missed one of my sporting events. As I've grown up, she's been a role model for me, and I will always look up to her no matter what. Without my grandma, I don't think I would be the person I am today. She's always pushing me to be better and to continue to work at the things I love. Even without my grandpa here, she does as much as she can to be there for us. You're the best grandma anyone could ask for. Love, Rowan. Maddox Kennedy, I dedicate this game to my papa. Thank you, Papa, for always pushing me to be the best I could be as an athlete, student, and most of all, a better person. I dedicate this game to you because you dedicated your time to me when I was just a kid. You were constantly mowing baseball and football fields into your yard just for us to practice doing what we loved with you. You were always hurting your back or arm because you would try to arm wrestle with me. You would put aside everything you had going on just to spend every bit of time you could with me, taking me to church, the farm, games, and practices. You always showed up for my games and wouldn't miss them for the world. All the way from Little League to my senior year game, rain or shine, you've been there cheering for me in the stands. I can't even begin to thank you enough for all the lessons you've taught me. Now that my senior year is here and this is my last time playing what I love, I think one of the things I'll miss the most is your phone calls after my games to tell me your thoughts, how I can improve, and telling me you love me. My love for you can't be put into words or fit into paper I've written. But Papa, you made me the man and athlete I am today. Even though you're not my grandfather by blood, I wouldn't rather have anyone else to call my grandfather. I love you, Papa. Maddox. Jesse McMillan, I dedicated my senior season to my personal trainer, coach, motivator, and Uncle Bruce Rhodes. For the past 4 years of my life, I've had a handful of people in my corner who have stuck through with me and encouraged me to do my best and give full effort towards everything. Bruce, you are the voice I hear in my head when I walk out on the field for practices and games. Imagining you in the stands cheering me on is what motivates me to perform at my highest level. For the past couple off seasons, you've been working with me day in and day out to get me ready for college football, and it's been the best couple years of my life. I cannot begin to express how grateful I am for all the help and time you put in for me and the hours you spent training me to succeed. Every workout, every training session, and every little ounce of work we've done together has contributed to this season, and I know I will likely miss two more games, but the film I have now, my future high school football career, and other athletics are in your honor, and I couldn't ask for a better trainer, mentor, and friend. Thank you, Jesse McMillan. I dedicate this game to, Luke Wynn. Dear Grandpa Jerry, I dedicate this to you. Grandpa, you've been one of my biggest supporters throughout my football career. I've enjoyed having such a great role model to look up to my whole life. You have taught me many life lessons that I will have with me forever. Grandma Camilla would definitely be proud of us both. I love you, Grandpa. Sincerely, Luke. Grant Powers, I dedicate this game to one of my biggest supporters, Travis Pat. Travis has been around my entire life, whether it was Little League baseball practice, whether he was hitting me grounders, to just asking how my football game went Saturday morning. Travis always seems to care. Even when it comes to school, I can always tell he wants me to succeed in life. Some of my favorite memories of Travis are shooting hoops with him in the driveway, making funny videos, watching football, and waking up early with him to get to the deer stand. I'm so thankful to have had Travis around my whole life to support me and help me with everything I do and want to do with my life. Thank you, Travis. Grant. Connor Pickerel, I dedicate this game to the person who has helped me the most with school over the past couple of years, Mrs. DeForest. Mrs. DeForest has helped me so much in school and is the sole reason I passed math the past 2 years. She deserves the world for all she has done for me. There were times when she could have just not helped me when I didn't try, but she sacrificed her own time to help me through it. One time I even wrote, "Please don't fail me," on the top of my test, and while that didn't work, instead of failing me, she decided she was going to help me when she never had to. She's also one of the kindest people I've ever met. She's never not being a great person. She always has a smile on her face, no matter what, she looks out for everyone when she doesn't have to. I was never the best kid in her class, but that didn't matter to her. She just wanted to see me succeed in life no matter what it took from her. That meant a lot to me, maybe not then, but definitely now that I look back on things. I encourage everyone to be like Mrs. DeForest because it would be mean the world, it would make the world a lot better of a place. Thank you, Mrs. DeForest. Connor. Barrett Carmen. Dear Mrs. Mott, I dedicate this game to you because you've always been there to help me when I needed you. Being in your class is truly fun, even though we have to work sometimes. No matter what, your class makes me smile, and I like being there. Whenever I had things going on outside of school, you always checked on me. You made it so I had more extended deadlines for my work, and you made sure that I was okay when things happened. You are indeed one of the nicest teachers and best people in town. Anytime I see you around town, you always wave and smile to stop and say hi. You always ask me how I'm doing and really care. So thank you for everything you do for this school and everything you've done for me to help me succeed in life. Sincerely, Barrett Carmen. Matt Selby, I would like to dedicate my season to my late grandma, Julie Ogle, or Mimi. Mimi was the kindest person I ever met, and I think she will have that title for the rest of my life. Whether it was buying snacks for me or the rest of my siblings or talking to me after a long day, she always wanted the best for me. Even though when she was in pain from her illness or surgeries, she would ignore her own problems and focus on us and what we needed. Her drive to do things for others, no matter her difficulties, inspired me and taught me how to be kind for others, and I hope to one day be as kind as her. I love you and miss you, Mimi. Matt.
And that concludes your dedication night. Big homecoming victory for the Blue Demons, Miss 41-7, the final score. We'll come back and get final comments and then get into the locker room show. Brought to you by Summers Insurance.
Absolute Cleaning Systems, serving southern and central Iowa with locations in Albia and Des Moines, and family owned and operated since 2014. Absolute Cleaning Systems, best service, best pricing, and best value. We are a full service cleaning company specializing in carpet and all flooring, also offering commercial janitorial cleaning for your business. Simply put, it's cleaning the way you want it done, combining the best equipment and knowledge with the best technicians and superior service. Schedule your appointment today by visiting AbsoluteCleaningSystems.com.
Re-elect Mike Berry for Monroe County Supervisor. Mike Berry loves serving the people of Monroe County and is proud of his record. On November 5th, cast your vote for Mike Berry, a common sense conservative for Monroe County Board of Supervisors.
Big homecoming here for the Blue Demons. A huge second half, Shane Holmes, and 6-0 halftime lead to come out in the third quarter, and it just that offense that we knew was on the verge really broke through.
Yeah, they broke the dam tonight, and I think that's the offense we've been waiting for all year, and I think the coaches have been waiting for it, and everything just clicked tonight, and what a show.
Well, let's go down and catch up with Coach Justin Huber down there on the Hardee's post-game coaches interview. Jackson Pitts down there on the 40-yard line.
Coach, we've been talking all season about how close your offense is to just breaking out and having a huge game. You know, what did you see from them tonight to break out and get this huge homecoming win?
You know, I think it was just great effort offensively and defensively, and our whole team specials as well, that we just came out and were playing physical, and we knew how well we could play if we played physical, and Davis County, give their hats to them. They're a physical football team, but we knew it was going to happen one of these days, and it finally kind of all clicked together tonight. So really proud of our guys and the effort they had.
Coach, your seniors are just the backbone of this team. You know, they play so much up and down on special teams, on offense and defense. What have they meant for your program so far?
You know, these guys have been around a long time, and they've just done a great job of work and working in the off season and getting better. You know, we do a lot of stuff in the summer, and there's very few days that they miss, you know, when we do our football workouts. So they put a lot of time and effort in, and, you know, just that senior leadership they had, you know, they started filling in last year with those seniors we had, and they were the last year senior were a great example for them, and they've just done a great job this year, and I'm super proud of them. And as you can see with the dedication night, the letters they wrote, they were pretty meaningful. So just a special group of players.
Coach, right back where we were last year, right? We're 4-2 again. You're pretty much almost in the playoffs again. What are you telling your team to just make that push and potentially maybe get a home playoff game?
You know, we just got to keep it in perspective and just keep playing one game at a time. We're not looking ahead. This was a big win first. We knew we had to get this win. But, you know, just taking one game at a time, we got to still focus at practice. You know, this week was a little rough with all the homecoming stuff, but our kids did a pretty good job with it. But we just got to stay focused and stay physical and stay healthy, and good things are going to happen for us. But, again, one game at a time, one practice at a time.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
As Jackson Pitts down there in a Hardee's post-game coaches interview, a big win for the Blue Demons tonight, Shane. And this is maybe a playoff sealer. You don't want to go that. You know, I think there's a few things could happen, but I think Albie is going to make the playoffs. Now this kind of a win puts you in a position where you can step up that ladder. And as Jackson was talking about, you know, can you get that opening round playoff game at home?
Yeah, you know, great position to be in because we got the win that we really needed tonight. We had to have one last week, but so now, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen, but I hate to see they are in the playoffs for sure because we're not, but we're really almost there. But this team wants to have a home game.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, you win one of the next two, you win them both. Boy, look at the driver's seat you're in.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to get into the locker room. We got some winning coaches to talk to, but run down on the field. Christian, is he still with us? Because he had to run off, but we'll get your final comments, Jackson Pitts.
You know, Jason, I just think there's just so much left in the tank for this Blue Demon team. We saw it tonight with the breakout of the offense, and that defense has just been solid all year. And, you know, when these guys just get that momentum that they had on offense, it's just tough to stop. And I thought Coach Kroll called a great game, and the kids executed his game plan really well. And the same goes for Coach Odafer, as he always does.
Well, good game out of our crew, Shane Holmes.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, this camera work, we got the monitor up here, so we get to see all the nice camera work everybody does for us. Man, that's just, yeah. It's amazing.
Mariah Smith, thank you so much. Wow. Just tremendous job. Nathan Parks, and of course, look at that handsome guy down there on the 40 at the gimbal cam.
Those are some real amazing shots.
That's Austin Major right there, man. You know, I appreciate it. Hard working up and down the field to get here early. And the pay is really good, Shane.
Hey, I've ran a camera up at State Wrestling, and it's not easy.
It's not
the easiest job in the world by no means. So.
And it's an art.
And then you got a guy over in the booth who's behind all of it. No one sees. He's the Wizard of Oz, and yep. Also known as Elon or AKA Brian Carter. And Brian, Shane, he worked on my son's wrestling room. Looks like the Iowa Hawkeyes with his lettering there at Main Street. And he's going to work on a little project for me, too. It's really cool. He's got some things he's done at my art, but he's so talented.
Yes, definitely. And, well, I seen photos of Christian's wrestling room.
And Iowa Hawkeye lookalike. I mean, it looks just like
it is. It's like a duplicate, so that's really cool.
Yeah, he's working. He's going to be working on a project for me, and you'll love it. I promise you, Holmes.
All right, I can't wait to see it, buddy.
But when he's not behind the scene here, he's at Main Street, friends. And Brian, thank you. Congratulations on
the hours he puts in. Great job by him.
All right. Are you ready to jump into the locker room?
I'm ready.
We're going to turn these lights off. We're going to jump into the locker room show brought to you by Summers Insurance. After a quick timeout, we're going to talk to some of our outstanding coaches. Coach Jensen's going to join us. Did I see where Coach Bumstead's going to be on as well? Getting these in. Gail Warch is working hard on the phone lines. We'll get with them. Montezuma's John Beck going to join us. Big winner tonight of Rebel Plain. And how about I-35 and Centerville? They are undefeated since putting that new quarterback in. What a run they're on. 20-14 over I-35. All that and more when we come back to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Breakfast just got even better because when you combine the bold, creamy smoothness of Hardee's new cold brew coffee with the made-from-scratch goodness of Hardee's famous breakfast, you get a delicious new way to power your morning. Hardee's new cold brew coffee, available in vanilla cream and original flavors. Treat yourself to the smooth, bold, ice-cold goodness in the making. Order ahead on the Hardee's app. For a limited time, participation may vary.
Thinking about ordering car parts online? Well, hold on to your seatbelt, because you might order what you think is the perfect car part online, only to receive a garden gnome? Yep, not even close. Maybe for a hood ornament, but not the part for the car you needed last week. At Napa Auto Parts in Albia, we promise you'll get exactly what you need right when you need it. No garden gnomes, no random surprises, and no frustration. Just quality car parts from those you can trust. The right part at the right time. Trust Napa Auto Parts in Albia. At Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy, we believe there's an athlete in all of us. Our bodies were made to move. Whether it's on the field or in your backyard, we know you'll feel better if you move better. Everyday tasks and activities can be made easier, and living without pain is possible. We're transforming lives and restoring hope through movement at Kinetic Edge. There's an athlete in all of us. Let us help bring out the athlete in you. Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
KIIC's Locker Room Show is on the air. The Locker Room Show is presented by Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. The Locker Room Show breaks down tonight's gridiron contests. Stay tuned as we chat with coaches from darkened football fields, noisy school buses, and jubilant locker rooms. And now, from Football Central, KIIC's Locker Room.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back in on a football Friday night, the locker room show. Eyes up, Shane Holmes, as the lights on the football field go out. The locker room, most locker rooms are emptying out as well right now. We're getting a late start here to the locker room show.
Yeah, long homecoming night, some festivities, so we're running a little late for the locker room show, but we got a lot to tell everybody tonight.
I can't wait to get to the scoreboard. Some really big ball games, one of them right away. And this is a big win. Montezuma, and I think I've got this right, 28-24 over Belle Plaine, Jackson Pence. That is a big, I hate to say it because I really think Montezuma's got a program, right?
They definitely do, yes.
Yeah, Coach Beck is one of the best coaches in the state.
Yes, yeah.
But that was still they're the underdogs in that ball game.
Yeah, Belle Plaine was the favorite to win that district, and so far during the season, nobody had even come close to touching them. I mean, they put up 80 points probably three or four times this season, so that's a heck of a win for Montezuma.
Big win there. Jared Jensen's going to join us here in a little bit. Sigourney Kyoto, a win over Pella Christian, but Pella Christian did a good job making that a football game. But again, the Cobras are legit.
Yeah, and you wouldn't expect anything less from a Coach Kakmarinski team. They're always solid. They had a tough start to the season, but you got to look at who they played, too. They played some really good teams early on, and I think that's only helped them, too. I mean, they put up a close fight tonight with Sigourney Kyoto, and they still got a chance to make some noise there in Class 1A playoffs.
How about a team that's on a roll, guys? Centerville, a win tonight as well over I-35.
Yeah, a really good I-35 team. Too. I tell you, we were talking about just a little bit ago that Centerville had to change at quarterback, and that team has really accepted him, and they've just been rolling ever since.
And I've been looking for the score for Ottumwa Ames. That was back and forth all night long, but I can tell you, boys and girls, Ottumwa, they're going to move to 6-0, baby, and a big win for Coach Light and the Bulldogs over Ames. That was the game, too, I think people said, well, we'll find out if they're for real.
They sure proved it again. I mean, I'm just telling you, this team is really good, and they have multiple weapons. I don't know if Maneri played tonight or not, but they had another running back that stepped up, and he's just a beast.
This is the football team averaging nearly 50 points a game.
There's not a lot of teams that can stop 50 points a game. So especially, with that Class 5A, it's kind of a grinded out game there in Class 5A. But, man, if Ottumwa can put up points, there's not a lot of teams that can stop
Pella with a big win over Newton tonight as well. We knew this was a good Pella team, but impressive win there. And how about the Mohawks, back-to-back wins?
Two for two on the Mohawks the last 2 weeks. I really like their team going into late in district play.
Well, let me take a look at the scoreboard real quick here. Van Meter tonight over Sheraton, 38-3, the final score there. Clinton over Oskaloosa, 26-24, a tight ball game there. Oskaloosa gave a great fight. Ottumwa, as I just mentioned a moment ago, big over to Ames tonight, 41-34, 6-0 are the Bulldogs. EBF, the Rockets, Red Glare, they beat the Cardinal Comets tonight, 54-26. Sigourney Kyoto, a big winner over Pella Christian, 42-21 in the final there. Wayne beats North Mahaska, a game I did not see happening. 14-9, the Falcons over the Warhawks. Pella with a win over Newton tonight, 35-28. Clarinda shuts out Clark, 64-0. And that was Clark's homecoming as well. 61-13, the final score, Pekin over Highland. Moravia, as I just said, big, big winners over Meltzer Dallas tonight, 55-22. And Montezuma over Belle Plaine. I think they were ninth rated in a 28-24 win for Montezuma. Centerville, 20-14 over I-35. Grinnell, big over South Tama, 45-7, the final score there. PCM, doing what PCM does, Shane Holmes. That is a really good football team.
Really good. That's a team I really expect to see in the Dome this year.
52-8 over Vinton Shelburg. Nevada, 49-0 over Knoxville. And New Williamsburg, 54-12 over Fairfield. I want to catch up with Coach Beck and talk about the big win tonight for Montezuma. Coach, I believe he's on the line here. Coach Beck, join us. Coach, congratulations. I would rarely put your team in an underdog status, but tonight that's kind of where the world saw it, but that's not how you guys had it planned up.
Yeah, it was a great, great team win. The guys up front really did a nice job for us, and then our backs and our receivers were able to go make some plays on the ball, and then defensively holding Belle Plaine to 24 points is pretty big.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. I've followed your program a lot. When I was in high school, I got to know the Shear boys really well. you guys always put up a lot of points, and you hold Belle Plaine to a team that can score a lot, and they scored multiple
times. Can score, man.
Yeah, I mean, they've scored 80 points a couple times this season. How did you guys hold them to 24 points tonight?
We did our assignments really well. We tackled really well. They have a very good line. They have a very good steady backfield led by the Alcott kid. And we were just able to grind it out and tackle well. And then when they went to the play action, we were in our spots where we needed to be. Just made enough plays. That's what it comes down to.
Coach Shane Holmes here. A great win tonight for you. Could you highlight some of your exceptional athletes for the night?
Yeah. So Brady Bolton, he threw for 3 touchdowns for us, and then ran for another. So 115 some yards on passing, and then another 100 rushing the football. And he did a real nice job. And then Brett Plants and Brooke Stockman, both ran the football really hard and really well, both getting between 50 and 70 yards apiece. And then our receivers, we didn't have many passing attempts. We had about 14 in the game, but when we passed, they made some big plays. David Rose caught a big touchdown pass, and then Lars Taylor caught 2 big touchdown passes for us. So it was really, really nice to see. And then our backers and our line really did a nice job on the defensive side of the ball. I think all of our backers were in double digits tackle-wise.
Coach John Beck on the phone line here in the locker room show. Victorious tonight, Montezuma over Belle Plaine, 28-24, the final score. Coach, a win like this certainly puts a lot of a win to that sail, and you guys have certainly got to have a lot of confidence.
Yeah. It's really one game at a time. We've had a pretty tough stretch here, and we're looking to finish it out. That's the main thing, and see where the win takes us, I guess.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to maybe catching up with you next week as well, but a big win for your program tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Jackson, we saw that score coming across, and, Belle Plaine's, they have not even, they had not been tested.
No,
they've been tested, but I meant they have passed every test with the perfect scores.
That's right. Probably better than perfect scores.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's 8-man football, putting up 80 points is still a huge challenge, especially with the running clock and, teams aren't going to want you to score 80 points, but still, that's a huge win for a Montezuma program. And frankly, they're in the driver's seat in that district going forward.
They've certainly got to hold the wheel, Shane, and that defense. 24 points. Holding Belle Plaine did not see that one coming.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can hold an 8-man team, they just score at will most of the time. So tell you what, I don't care what class of football you're in, defense wins championships.
Well, it sure does. And how about the defense played by Sigourney Kota tonight, 42-21 over Pella Christian. Coach Jared Jensen joining us here in the locker room show. Coach, man, congratulations. A huge win for you guys. A really tough, always tough, well-coached Pella Christian football team. And you hold them to 21.
Yeah, we had a few injuries here and there and had some guys subbing in and guys kind of playing out of position a little bit, but gave up two touchdown passes over the top. But Crabley shouldn't have been there, but I think it was good to battle a little adversity, which we had to. I mean, we are pretty much 3 of our backs were kind of dinged up and kind of subbing in for each other, and couple cornerbacks were dinged up a little bit, subbing guys in, moving guys around, and they just caught us on a few passes. But I thought the defense played really well to start the game and just kind of forced them into some bad situations. And when the defense is playing that well, our offense doesn't have to score a whole lot, but we definitely put some points on the board.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. You talk a lot about the depth that you have on your team. It's hard to win games when you don't have a lot of depth, and it sure seems like you guys have tons of it up and down the board.
Yeah, I think we do a good job of preparing, all the guys. I mean, we do a lot in practice with whether it's freshmen through seniors, individuals work. We're working together, just trying to build those guys, see what they can do, and next man in. When someone's got to step out, next man in, and let's roll. So, you've got to have that depth. And tonight, it showed with some of those guys going down and mixing some guys around, throwing some new bodies in. You know, we were still playing at a high level, I felt like. And to be successful, you've got to have those guys back and those guys up, just whether it's to get breaks or fill in for injuries or whatnot. But, you know, it was a team win tonight. You know, I think everybody did their job. There was a few things we probably, you know, look at, and I wish we could have done something a little different. But, you know, we did what we needed to do to get the win, and that was the goal.
Coach Shane Holmes here, listening to you here, you know, you get the win, but it still sounds like you saw a lot of stuff tonight you want to clear up at practice. Is this the time of year, though, for that to kind of happen so you can fix it before the games get real important?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, I mean, we've done it since week one. You know, we'll evaluate, understand what we need to work on that this week in practice. So, you know, next week we come out and we got things shored up. So, you know, it's going to be a big week of preparing a lot of guys. You know, there might be some guys that are dinged up this week and limited in practice a little bit. So it gives us an opportunity to, you know, coach those other guys up a little more than they typically would be. And, you know, you just got to continue to strive. And we talked tonight. I mean, we know we've got two games left. We're going to be preparing for those teams, but we got to prepare ourselves for that third week as well. You know, we got to continue to get better, not just, you know, say, oh, we're on the downhill slide. And, you know, we got to prepare ourselves for a deep run in the playoffs. And that just comes with coming to work every day with a willingness to go out and do your best and learn and be coachable and, you know, just keep progressing on the things you need to get better at.
As Coach Jared Jensen victorious tonight, are the Cobras. Coach, congratulations. Colfax Mingo next week on the road and finish up at EBF. And I think one of the toughest jobs for a coach to do is when you come off of two, you know, you've really been on a run here. And a big game like tonight is that bounce-back game. And it's not a bounce-back game, but you get your team back up after maybe you thought you played for a district title.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's we came off two. We knew these two games, these last 2 weeks, were going to be the biggest ones on the calendar, and you know, we took care of business the way we needed to, and just keep getting better, and you know, going into next week with the mindset of we got to take another step forward.
Well, Coach, congratulations! Thanks for stopping by once again. We'll catch back up with you next Friday morning.
All right, thank you. Go Cobras.
Guys, you know, sound like a few bodies banged up, and that's what you're going to get this time of year, right? You're going to get, you know, those bruises and bumps. You just hope that's all they are, is bruises and bumps. And you know, Jackson, if you look at the schedule, you know, not to diminish Colfax Mingo or EBF, but it certainly gets a little less, less difficult if you're the Cobras. And, you know, you got these bodies, you know, you really hope you can maybe come out and get some leads and then rest some bodies as you go into postseason.
That's right. And you never want to take an opponent lightly. And I doubt that Coach Jensen
will.
They
won't.
Yeah, they definitely
but that
won't.
Is the challenge,
yes,
too, by the way. Because,
yeah,
you know, and that's what we're talking about here at the end is, you know, as a coach, maybe the toughest job is not to get the team up for a homecoming game against a rivalry. It's to keep your team up after you've come off of big wins and you've maybe thought you've already got a conference or a district title.
That's right. And You always want to, you know, you want to get a lot of guys in and out of games, and I think you heard tonight that Sigourney definitely did. They got a lot of guys in and out. They switched the running backs up a lot, and that's going to really pay off when you get into the playoffs and you get a deep run, and maybe one of your star players gets injured. Man, you just pop somebody right back in, and they do the same stuff.
That's a lot easier said than done, Shane, because you know you're into, you know, that's what they're developing, or that's what they developed is. And he talked about that. You know, they go back 2 years ago, and I'll never forget that opening game. They're out a lot of guys, right? And they were forced to come in, and you know they work on that. They drill in each team. When I say first team, second team, third team, and they're getting those reps. But it also comes down on the kids mentally to keep themselves in it, right? You know, you're sitting on the sidelines and you haven't been in, and now you're throwing that role. That's that mentality you kind of have to just either you grab hold of it or you don't.
You have a lot of practices and you work hard at practice, but if you're not a starter and you get thrown in a game, you're not mentally prepared as you would be if you knew you're starting that game. So that's why you just gotta work hard every practice.
Good win for the Cobras, and I hope they'll heal up. And of course, we'll get him back on next Friday. And Jackson, big win.
Yep, huge one. Can't wait to watch them as they go forward.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. The lights are starting to go off here at Ironman Field, and I'm down to two lights.
We'll come back here as the locker room continues on. How about the Big Red?
That's another train I don't want to get in front of right now.
They are on the momentum train, no doubt about it. What run they're on here. We'll talk with Coach Kovacevic when we come back to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show.
Talking with someone about suicide or suicidal thoughts can be hard, but sometimes it's a necessary conversation to have. If you're concerned about someone and you've noticed a drastic change in behavior, ask the person directly if they are considering suicide. Research shows that asking the question directly helps the suicidal person feel at ease and less alone. For more information, call Southern Iowa Mental Health Center 24 hours a day, 844-430-8520.
Right now, get $10 off your next $50 purchase when you sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card. Just sign up and get $10 off your next $50 purchase. With Hy-Vee Perks, you get fuel savers, members-only prices, digital coupons, and rewards. And for a limited time only, new members who sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card get $10 off their next purchase of $50 or more. Sign up today, in-store, online, or through the Hy-Vee app. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome back into the Locker Room Show. We're going to catch up with Coach Kovacevic here in just a moment. But Pat Powers, the voice of the Rockets, give us an update on the Rockets and the Cardinals tonight. Pat, break down how the nice ball game went.
We get ready to wrap this up. Rockets with the win, 54-26, Mike, as the Rockets were victorious over the Comets from Cardinal. But, man, there was some fireworks in the first quarter.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, with the Rockets scoring 24 points in the first quarter and Cardinals scored 14. It looked like it was going to be a very, very offensive game all night by both teams, but the Rocket defense was able to come alive in the second half and shut them down pretty much, except for that one touchdown early in the third quarter.
Rockets were able to seal the deal, but those penalties were just atrocious. That's something to work on for sure, as Pleasantville will come into Ike Ryan Field next week.
Yeah, we can't be doing that against Pleasantville. They're a better team than Cardinal is, and we just cannot be doing that against a better team.
A big victory for the Rockets. They're second in the district. Last year they had two in district. This year, again, they get two wins. That should push them into the playoff spot if everything holds true, with just a couple games left in the district. But man, I got to tell you, this ball game was not in the bag until late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, definitely right, Pat. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot many, many times in that second half, and we were very fortunate we were able to get back and into the swing of things to do a better job.
Well, that'll do it from Cardinal High School here in Eldon. The Rockets victorious 54-26. For the game, Richard Ledington, Clayton Young, Mike Lane, I'm Pat Powers. Back to you guys in the studio.
All right, thanks, Pat. Big win for the Rockets tonight. And you know, he said it, I think now the Rockets they put themselves in the driver's seat for a bid to the postseason.
That's right. They control their own destiny from here on out. Yeah, a huge game next week at Eddyville with Pleasantville coming to town. That'll be a huge test to see if they're playoff ready, or you know, they're gonna have two more chances to punch their ticket to the playoffs.
A team that's been tested, Shane Holmes, Centerville. You know, they lose their quarterback and they lose the opening game of the season. Coach Kovacevic, you know, the back's against the wall. And now I think they've just grabbed the keys to the playoffs as well. A big win for them tonight.
Yeah, it all started with that Sheraton game that we kind of all thought Sheraton had it. But, you know, your quarterback goes out, you bring this young kid in, and he's just led the team. And it almost looks like they're playing like a new team. And, boy, a big win tonight with over I-35. Yeah, I was pretty impressed with I-35 when we played them. And, wow, they're just really turning their season around. So, kudos to them.
Well, let's go find out how that ball game went down tonight. Coach Matt Kovacevic joining us. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Your team is absolutely, you must be butter because you guys were on a roll.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. It was an interesting game tonight. I will say that. It was, we didn't pretend, as good as we played last Friday at Sheraton, we probably didn't play as well tonight. But at the end of the day, when sometimes winning not your best at a high level and still finding a way to get the job done and getting a win against a very physical, very good I-35 team was gratifying. It was a great homecoming win. I'm proud of our guys and proud of our staff and proud of getting one there.
Coach, a must win, really, because, you know, this district is so tough. You guys are in, man, one of the toughest districts in the state of Iowa. And to get that win, I think that catapults you into the playoffs. Now you're playing for a position in that. But this was a really must win if you want to get to the playoffs type of game.
Yeah, I mean, we know what's in front of us, and we know what the last 2 weeks look like with Van Meter next week and then Clarinda in week 8. So, yeah, we knew how big of a game it was, and we knew what was at stake for us. And like I said, to be able to not maybe being at your best and be able to play and when things are down and maybe things aren't looking so good, to be able to rise to the occasion and to be able to get, I thought our defense was really sharp tonight. We turned them over 4 times. We needed 2 humongous stops in the last 5 minutes of that ball game when I-35 had it in plus territory, and we got 2 stops with some great play, some great individual play, and it was just a great team win. And just to be able to, the kids to be able to understand that maybe it doesn't come so easy, and then to be able to pull it out is really gratifying. It just shows the heart and kind of the confidence that we're playing with right now. You know, you got to understand what's at stake and what we're doing, and they did a tremendous job of just understanding what was at hand, and to get a couple stops late in that game was humongous.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. You know, we talk about your quarterback change and how you guys started 0-2. What changed for your team after that Davis County game?
Yeah, Jackson, that's a great question. I wish I could tell you what the answer would be, because I really don't know. Other than we have some really great senior leaders. We've got some great kids that said, okay, well, it's nothing hurt. It is what it is. And to be able to lose Landon, you know, a kid that was so big to our program and meant so much to a lot of us and everything, to see these kids rally around, you know, Mac and Clayton and just to see them say, it's okay, you just move on, next guy in type of mentality that I think you guys were talking a little bit about earlier. And it's just a tremendous effect of how the next guy has to come in and be ready to go, you know, so, and they've done that. You know, at the end of the day, the kids have done that, and they've bought in. You know, they bought in the summer and moving in through the summer and into camp and then into the season. You know, it didn't look like things were going well when you lose 2 rivalry games in the way we did. You know, things could have. I probably have seen a lot of Centerville teams probably just fold up shop and say, okay, well, let's just get to basketball. But these kids are pretty resilient, and you know the staff is resilient, and it comes from having good leaders and coming from working in the summer and saying, hey, just because we were 0-2, we've got 6 more games. Let's just go out and play them and see what happens, and kind of taking one practice at a time, one game at a time, and see where the chips fall. And it's been fun. It's been really fun watching these kids grow and mature and get better and practice hard with effort and energy and keep this thing going. So I'm really, really proud of the kids and our staff.
Coach Kovacevic, a big win tonight for the Big Reds. Thanks for stopping by, Coach. And, man, you know, it's you versus the world next week. Van Meter, obviously, you know, fourth-rated state champions. But I like being in that place because, you know, you just go out and play.
Hey, you got nothing to lose, and
yeah.
Knowing Coach Kovacevic, he's going to throw everything out there on the table to try and get that win, because it would be a huge win for them.
And this team is playing really good.
That's right. And they have the offensive line to maybe match up with Van Meters. I mean, they have a huge offensive line, and they were in the ball very well against Albia in that first week.
Well, Coach, go have a good week, and we'll see if we can't go shock the world next week.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
You look at this. You start 0-2. You lose your quarterback, right? And then you throw 4 straight together.
It says a lot about your team right there. And he's got to be such a proud coach of how his team has responded to that 0-2 start. And you know, we saw Davis County tonight, and, man, they look like a totally different team.
Yeah, and just the resilience of those kids to step up. Like he said, you know, a lot of kids would be like, well, Basketball started. Let's get to something else, but no. I mean,
they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're in the playoffs, and they got to go Van Meter. Not easy, right? But I like that, like being the underdog, and you still have Clarinda. You get Clarinda, and you're we're talking. You're in position to be hosting in the playoffs.
Yeah, that Clarinda game could be decide who gets second place in that district if Centerville can't pull it out next week. So, there's a lot of football left to be played, and I really like where Centerville sits so far.
All right, let's get Coach Bumstead on. The Mohawks with another win tonight. Coach, congratulations, buddy, putting it together.
Thank you. we're trying. Thank you.
I love the happy voice because that's always a good sign, and that you still have a voice because I've about lost mine, and I can't imagine being on the sideline screaming all night. But Coach, what were those moments that put that extra smile on your face?
Well, defensively, I think we had three interceptions, some really good pass rush out of our ends. We've been working on. We finally got a good pass rush, and things just went our way, and then offensively we were able to run the football. Didn't have to throw it too much, and they just took control of the game right from the start. So it was a good night for all of us all around. Young kids got in. Everything went well.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. Coming off a week last week where you scored a lot of points, and then bang, you scored more a lot of points this week. What's been clicking for your offense these past couple games?
I think part of it is, I mentioned last week, I think our line play has just improved a ton in the last 3 weeks. even our last game that we had played when we got beat, I think our line was coming along, and they've had some chances now where they can actually get things going, and that has helped us a bunch. And we'll see as we go, our last two games, if we keep improving and get things going, just makes our run game go, and then that obviously opens up the pass game that we have. So,
Coach Shane Holmes here. Congratulations on a second win. And, I mean, is there just a different feel to your team now, after you got that win? Sometimes that first win is the toughest, and once your team gets some confidence, it seems like a whole other team out there.
Yeah, it is. It's, practice is enjoyable, when you go into the game, you can see it in the kids' eyes. They're ready to play. They know things are going to work and what we're working on, and a little extra hop in their step as we, prepare for the week. And we've got a very winnable game coming up this week again. So, it's like we're just trying to keep things rolling. Then we'll end with the big one with BGM. But it's been a different team the last 2 weeks.
Win this one next week, New London, back-to-back home games. Coach, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on your big win tonight, and look forward to visiting with you again next Friday morning.
Okay, thank you.
Guys, you get a win, New London.
And there's the big one at the end of the year.
Yes, I agree. You start out, there's a little bit of a recipe going on here in our conversations here at the end. Teams that struggled in the early start and put together wins. Now you look at Moravia, and suddenly hear that knock. That's the playoff door.
That's right. And coming from where Moravia started to where they are now, it's just a totally different team.
First year coach, graduating class that was one of the best classes they ever go through, Moravia,
that's
right?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Coming off of high expectations. Brand new coach, I think around the end of June. That's no time at all. And so it's not only the players learning in the system, but a coach learning Moravia.
Yeah, and the players getting to learn the coach.
It's not just learning the kids. You're learning where is the locker room at?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and part of it is the players learning the coach too, learning what the coach's style is like, and I think they've really caught on to that, and it's proven off the last couple of weeks.
And you got to believe in your coach, it's hard to do that when you're on a losing streak, but when you start winning, you start seeing everything he tells you.
Contagious indeed. A big win tonight for Albie, homecoming victory. Albie with a 41-7 win. We'll be back in the morning in the coach's corner, and Jackson, you're welcome to come join us if you're hanging around.
We'll see. I got to go get my U.S. Cellular Cosby's phone tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Shane will have Tom Cakert on and Bill Seals, Hawkeye Cyclone Report, and we'll talk with the football team. I can't wait to hear from Jason Van Arkel, the Tumble Bulldogs, and break down that game tonight.
Great. It's going to be a fun show. We got but you're going to be packed.
Better, you got your running shoes on?
I do.
Run the bed because you're going to sleep fast tonight. All right. For Jackson Pence, Shane Holmes, this is Jason Summers saying so long from the Locker Room Show. And a big thanks to the very best producer in all the business, Jacob Briggs at the KIC Studios. You've been listening to the Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance. Have a great Friday night. Off to the high school scoreboard.
The only all-digital station in southern Iowa. This is KIIC Albia and KIIC HD1.
The stadium lights are off, but the studio lights here are on. We're firing up the score machine for the fastest 90 minutes of radio in the state.
Caught at the five, in for a touchdown.
Get ready to hear all the results.
Okay, starting district going up north.
In district number two tonight.
It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show from Radio Iowa, presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now, river to river and border to border. Tony Adzani, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell.
And Mr. Joe Millage, our executive producer, we welcome you to another night. It's week six of the Iowa high school football season and the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield, with over 30 affiliates across the state of Iowa bringing you coverage of all the games tonight, including scores, final scores throughout the night, two times around, our great affiliate reports as well. And we'd like to thank Bex Hybrids, who also highlight our player heart each and every week. This season, Bex is recognizing student athletes who are not just stars in athletics, but players who show heart in school, at work, in their communities, and in the ag industry. Todd Kim will have our Player with Heart feature coming up after the first break of the night. Hey, guys, how's it going? I'll tell you what, with the scores coming in tonight, whew, what a night.
Bonus football is the night. It appears to be the theme.
The lights, the intro said the lights are being turned off, but there's a lot of fields with a lot of lights still on. We've got double overtime games. We've got
A
second triple overtime game so far this year that's being played that just went final. You know, just when you think you got a bead on who the great teams are in each class, get a set of dice or a deck of cards and put some names on it in 5A. It's anybody's game. You know, teams like Valley showed last year that schedules and records don't really mean a whole lot when we get late in the season. We're into week six, so some of these teams should be kind of figuring some of it out. But right now, I tell you, in the big classes, it's anybody's game.
Oh, yeah. The three-time defending champion, Sally Spoke, if they get to four, that'll be a miracle. But that class 5A tonight, we'll see the score. And this year, it's just been one of those wide-open affairs, no doubt about it.
And number one and 1A, let's say, looked every bit the part tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
As we get into the smaller classes, you definitely the cream is rising to the top here late in the season. A lot of guys are probably out there. I know a lot of the soybeans around us have. I don't know that you could find a soybean in the county around us right now. A lot of corn's being cut right now. Mm-hmm. Guys are active out in the field. So those of you that are working late into the night tonight, we appreciate you tuning in and listening to us while we get you all the scores. A lot of fun games around. I know tonight me and John had one up on the TV, one or two of them up on the TV. I tell you, another fun thing with what's going on in high school athletics right now is all these live streams and the games. We are watching games from all over the state of Iowa. I know there's some stations out there running 6, 7, 8 different live streams and video. We appreciate you guys listening to us here on the radio, but there's a lot. It's never been easier to see great football across the state of Iowa. We say river to river, border to border, and you literally can get about every game.
Now, one game we are watching live right now is that Ottumwa Ames game, gentlemen. trying to go 6-0 on the season and over 70 points scored in this ball game. Ottumwa currently has the lead with about a minute left.
And a lot of back and forth here in the fourth quarter. Ames just ran a one-play scoring drive on a great kickoff return, 30 yards, took it to the house right after Ottumwa scored, and Ottumwa comes right back and scores again. So a lot of fun stuff happening.
Yep, let's get to the scores, and we'll start in Class 5A tonight, where the top-ranked team, well, they're going to survive and remain top-ranked. The Maroons of Dowling Catholic defeated Ankeny Centennial. That was the three-overtime game we were talking about tonight. 41-35, the final, as the Maroons moved to 5-1, 2-0 in group play. Also, it was Urbandale shutting out Des Moines East 42-0. And Des Moines Roosevelt falls to Sioux City North 19-7. In Group 2, where the three-time defending champions are the Perch, with Southeast Polk ranked number 5, they fall tonight. In fact, number 9, Johnston, rolled the Rams 34-0, the final there. Number 10, Waukee, took care of Des Moines Lincoln by the mark of 56-0. And it was Sioux City East rolling over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln tonight by the margin of 63-35. In group number three, we're still looking for scores. And by the way, you can hit us up on X at Iowa Scoreboard. If you do not hear your score first time around, that's X at Iowa Scoreboard. But Bettendorf score, we need that one. Bettendorf trying to remain one of the two unbeatens in 5A coming in. The other is Ottumwa, who's struggling to hold that with Ames tonight, as we reported. Bettendorf, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, we need that final. Iowa City, City High took care of Davenport Central 49-7. And also in now group number four, number two ranked West Des Moines Valley, they rolled over Waukee Northwest 45-21. It was Marshalltown falling to Waterloo West, who improves to 5-1 on the year. Waterloo West wins 44-17. That report by Ray Fouts. Thank you, Ray. In group number five in class 5A tonight, number four Pleasant Valley rolls past Cedar Falls 52-28. Seventh rated Lindmar of Marion, an easy time with Muscatine 47-7. And in group number six, we have all the finals there. One of them thanks to Jay Leach. Ankeny outlasted Prairie of Cedar Rapids tonight 35-16. Cedar Rapids Jefferson falls to Iowa City West 48-6. And it was Iowa City Liberty, ranked number eight, on top of Cedar Rapids Washington 28-22. And Radio Iowa, our rankings are used by Radio Iowa at Radio Iowa each week. And we just had a final reported in, I think. Dubuque Senior 52-12 winners over Davenport West is a final there. Let's get to Class 4A before we take a break, and we'll start up in district play there and in district number one. Spencer shuts out Denison Sleswig 26-0. Fort Dodge improves to 5-1, 2-0 in district play with a 55-26 win over Storm Lake. And we'll have the Fort Dodge game next week against Lamar's, by the way, scheduled for Friday. That's been moved to Thursday because, as usual, lack of officials. So in order to get officials crews on that game, they have moved that one to Thursday night in that Class 4A matchup between Fort Dodge and Lamar's. Continuing on in District 1, where it was Lamar's winning the night over Sioux City West 48-16. In district number two, this is a big one tonight, and number five Decorah stays unbeaten 28-7 winners over ninth rated Waverly Shell Rock. We'll have the head coach of Decorah, Mike Kangen, on later in the show on our coaches hotline. In district number three, scores that have been reported: number seven Cedar Rapids Xavier, they beat number six North Scott of Eldridge 28-21, and Clear Creek Amana shuts out Burlington 56-0. In district number four, number two Gilbert stays unbeaten 41-10 over Carlisle. Likewise, the Pella Little Dutch stay unbeaten, ranked number three, as they defeated 10th rated Newton 35-28 tonight. And Bondurant Farrar gains their first win of the year. How long has it been since we said that? 63-7 winners over Des Moines Hoover. Staying in Class 4A, we move to District Number 5, where Number 4 North Polk is still unbeaten, 29-8 winners over Ballard of Huxley. It was Number 8 ADM of Adele, 56-14 over Des Moines North, and Boone falls to Indianola tonight, 21-14. That reported by Tyler Brady. Thank you, Tyler. And finally, in Class 4A, District Number 6, we're still looking for the top-ranked team, Lewis Central Council Bluffs against Thomas Jefferson game. If you have that, please report it on X at Iowa Scoreboard. Norwalk knocks off Dallas Center Grimes. They shut them out, in fact, 38-0. And Winterset outlasted Glenwood 29-21. Those are the finals we have in first time around from classes 5A and 4A. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it'll be our report on our player with heart from Dex Hybrids. And we'll get the 3A, 2A, 1A, A, and 8 player scores here on week number 6 of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you on KDAC 94.9 and 99.1 FM, The River, Decorah, Wakan, on KDSN-FM, The Hive in Denison, on KRNT 102.1 FM and AM 1350 ESPN Des Moines, and on KILR, Killer Bee Country in Estherville, our great affiliates throughout the night as the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show continues after this timeout and powered by Learfield.
On your way home from the game, watch for deer. More highlights, scores, coaches, affiliate reports, and more next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you're never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BecksHybrids.com.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Here's your host, Iowa Broadcast Hall of Famer, Tony Adzani.
And along with a couple more Hall of Famers, Mr. John Martinson and Mr. Wendell Campbell, the ref, and our executive producer, Mr. Joe Millage. We welcome you back to week six of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Now, wait a minute. I'm too young to be in the Hall of Fame. I got a lot of years left before I get there.
Score alert.
So we got a score alert in 5A. We've been very intently watching this one. And Ottumwa moves to 6-0 on the season. The Hail Marys fall short for Ames here tonight. Ottumwa 41-34. They are 6-0, and an 8-game winning streak leads all of Class 5A. Right?
Keeping the vibes of 2001 alive are the Bulldogs
playing
Bulldogs.
Good football down there in Wapello County.
All right, let's get to it. It's, as always, the Beck's Hybrids player with heart, and Beck's this season, of course. Beck's is always recognizing student athletes who are not just stars in athletics, but players who show heart in school, at work, in their communities, and in the ag industry. And here's Todd Kim.
This season, Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not only a star in athletics, but a player that shows heart in school, at work, through the community, and in the ag industry. Rachel Ehlers of Davenport West has been active on her family farm and even owns her own show goat business. It's helped her learn time management. She takes part in volleyball and track, as well as Student Senate and Falcon Friends, a program that pairs up high school students with special needs students.
Last year was the first year I was involved, and I loved it. We did golf, bowling, a treasure hunt. We made Valentine's, things like that. We did one activity per month, and I just got really close to some of the kids, so I'm really excited for this year.
Cord Hamilton of Central Decatur has worked with livestock since he was young. He also raises and sells his own show animals.
And I probably have about 7 show cows that I raise show cows out of to sell, and then I have about 5 sheep, and I raise sheep out of them, and we're just getting started with the sheep, but hoping to get more sheep out there.
For Cale Van Sickle of Southeast Valley, interest in farming took off after his father let him drive a tractor at a young age. He says farming has taught him leadership, important when you're the quarterback.
You got to have a big impact on it. Leadership around the field and stuff, making sure everyone knows what they're doing, and you know, just helping out and stuff makes a big impact.
Besides track and cross country, Madeline Ryder of Dyersville Beckman is involved in FFA, Science Club, Jazz Band, and is the drum major for the marching band.
When you love something, it's just you kind of keep going, and it motivates you to just every day wake up, and it's going to be a long day, but it's going to be fun and rewarding in the end.
Nominate a student athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart. Now back to the scores.
All right, we've been through the scores of 5A and 4A first time around. It's time for that means you're going to hear the voice of John Martinson.
In District 1, 8th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton, they have had a good season, 5-0, one of just a handful of unbeatens left in 3A, 45-21 over MOC Floyd Valley. It was Bishop Garrigan of Sioux City, the Crusaders, 45-21 over Carroll Public, as the Crusaders go to 5-1 on the year, and Sioux Center 10-6 over Boyden Hall Rock Valley to round out District 1. District 2, top-ranked Algona, looking the part. They have a very good quarterback. In fact, Iowa State recruit is my understanding, as the Bulldogs go to 6-0, upending number 5 ranked Clear Lake 28-7. And Clear Lake ranked number 5 in the Radio Iowa poll this week. And 7th ranked Humboldt in District 2, 42-0 over Charles City. And it was Webster City, 2 better than Hampton Dumont Cal, 18-16. District 3, we're looking for a score on Central DeWitt Maquoketa at Iowa Scoreboard on X. If you can pass that along, please. That's the only score I don't have in 3A. Number 4 ranked Waller Catholic of Dubuque in District 3, upending number 6-ranked Independence in a good football game, 17-10, and West Delaware 49-6 over Center Point Urbana. District 4, 9th-ranked Mount Vernon rolling past Davenport Assumption, 46-14. It was Washington improving to 5-1, 39-28 over Mount Pleasant, and it was Keokuk rolling over Fort Madison, 60-7. In District 5, an interesting score, 3rd-ranked Solon saw a 47-game active district win streak come to an end, and a back-and-forth game this was in the fourth quarter. Ben pulls this one out at Van Horn tonight, 21-20. The Bobcats go to 4-2 and set up a big matchup with Grinnell. The Tigers at T.T. Cranny Field tonight. Happy homecoming, 45-7, as the Tigers go to 5-1 as they beat South Tame in the battle for the helmets. My thanks to my good friend Chris Juni from www.tigerslsn.com. Number 2 ranked Williamsburg upending Fairfield tonight by a score of 54-12. Grant Hooker of Williamsburg leads the state with 24 touchdown passes for the Raiders. And in District 6 tonight, Crescent back on the win track as they upend Atlantic 30-28. Nevada 49-0 over Knoxville to go to 5-1, and it was Harlan 49-7 over Perry. Those are the Class 3A scores.
Score alert.
So we got an update, Tony. You asked for it in 4A, and number 1, Lewis Central Council Bluffs, they moved to 6-0 thanks to Will Harder out there on X. He reported this one 56-6, Lewis Central over Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. Here we go into 2A.
Yep, Class 2A.
Move into 2A here. Jump up to the top. District 1 saw Western Christian defeating Sheldon tonight 42-7. It was a battle of two ranked teams here tonight as number 2 West Lyon traveled to number 9 Cherokee. And tonight West Lyon gets the better part of Cherokee, 46-6. In other District 1 action tonight, Central Lyon George Little Rock, they did win tonight 28-18 over Unity Christian. In District 2 tonight, we had Tim Peterson on the road as Garner Hayfield Ventura took on Okoboji Milford. And Tim Peterson of Q102 has this one here tonight. Oh, I'm sorry. We had Jason Jacobs. That's also in District 2. Let's jump down there to number 1 Spirit Lake and Esterville Lincoln Central, as we had Jason Jacobson, KUOO, but we will get to Tim Peterson here shortly.
Spirit Lake defeats Esterville Lincoln Central 49-7 in Class 2A District 2 play. Indians got on the board with a 1-yard touchdown run by Bodie Higgins with 6:37 to go in the first quarter. They also got a 9-yard touchdown run by Joey Andres. It was 14-0 Spirit Lake at the end of the first quarter. Higgins would add a 44-yard touchdown return 9 seconds into the second quarter to make it 21-0. Spirit Lake would add a 35-yard touchdown catch to Ethan Stecker from quarterback Cade Lunt. That came with 2 minutes to go in the first half. It was 28-0 Spirit Lake, but the Indians weren't done. They got a 26-yard touchdown return off an interception by Will Ditsworth with a minute 48 to go in the half to make it 35-0. And then with 34 seconds to go, the Indians get the ball at the Midgets' 31-yard line. 2 plays later, they would find the end zone on a 22-yard touchdown catch by Ethan Stecker to make it 42-0 at halftime. In the second half, Spirit Lake got a touchdown off an 87-yard kickoff return for a touchdown there by Jazek Miller. The Midgets got their lone score in the fourth quarter as well of the ball game. That one coming from a 5-yard touchdown catch by James Richard. Again, 49-7, Spirit Lake defeats ELC to go to 5-1 on the year, 3-0 in Class 2A District 2. ELC falls to 1-5. For Radio Iowa and KUOO, this is Jason Jacobs on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
So now let's go about 13 miles south to Milford for Okoboji Milford with Garner Hayfield Ventura, and that's Tim Peterson. Q102 had the report of that one tonight.
Hayfield Ventura would travel to take on the Okoboji Pioneers on their homecoming night, and the Pioneers would see the Cardinals score first on their first possession, a 2-yard run by Lucas Krall, and the extra point was no good, 6-0. The Pioneers would answer back twice, however, and at the end of the first quarter led it 13-6. Pioneers would score again in the second quarter and took a 20-6 lead at halftime and wouldn't look back. The Cardinals would score once in the third quarter, two more scores by the Pioneers in the fourth quarter, and the final score is 34-12, Okoboji over Garner Hayfield Ventura. The quarterback for the Pioneers, Landon Duvall, with four touchdown passes and one rushing touchdown. Asa Jacobson with two receiving touchdowns, and the same with Caleb Symington. Final score, once again, 34-12. Hey, guys, happy 10-4 day. This is Tim Peterson on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Appreciate that one for Tim. And that one, 13 miles by road, maybe 11 by water. I think you could almost get between Spirit Lake and Okoboji Milford by boat.
Breaker 1-9.
There we go. Looking for rubber ducky here. District 2, the last one there, saw Forest City over Clarence Gilfield Dallas 22-14. District 3, that's where number 7, North Fayette Valley, they defeated New Hampton tonight 46-13. Osage over Crestwood 20-10. And Waukon rolls over Old Wine tonight 68-8. District 4, and that was where number 6, Northeast Goose Lake, moves to 6-0 in the season. Just barely, though, they sneak by West Liberty 35-34. The other two games in District 4 saw Anamosa over Tipton 42-7 and Monticello over Comanche 35-7. District 5, that's where West Burlington Notre Dame 34-13 winners over Central Lee Donaldson. Looking for Mediapolis and Mid Prairie Woman if anybody's got that final. And then Albia rolls over Davis County Bloomfield 41-7. The Blue Demons win it in District 5. District 6, and that's where number 3 PCM moves to 6-0 on the season. Thanks to my buddy Ty Reindl. He reported this score for us. PCM over Vinton Shelsburg 52-8 tonight. The rest of District 6, West Marshall over Iowa Falls Alden 37-12, and Union LaPorte City a touchdown better than Jessup 27-20. District 7, and that's where number 4 Van Meter sitting at 5-1, but they have won 3 straight titles, including 2 in Class 1A, 1 in 2A last season, with a 52-game active district winning streak tonight. They make it number 53 with a 38-3 victory over Sheraton. Clarinda shuts out Clark of Osceola 64-0, also in District 7. And Centerville runs by the Roadrunners by 35-20-14. District 8, looking for number 8, Des Moines Christian, number 5, Kemper Catholic. Need the final there, but the other finals there, number 10, Roland Story over Greene County, 34-6. And Southeast Valley shuts out St. Altonite 54-0. Those are all the finals coming across 2A.
All right, before we take a break, I'd like to do a highlight player from Class 5A, Jack Wallace of Iowa City West, heading into the night, led the Class 5A with 15 touchdown passes and 19 total touchdowns. And in 4A, although in a loss tonight from Storm Lake, Charlie Verdston, he led the class with 1,334 passing yards and 1,638 total yards, and I'm sure he added to that, even though a tough loss tonight for Storm Lake. We'll take a break. We'd like to thank those listening on KIOW, The Mix, and more on Forest City, KB, Fox Sports 104.5 FM, and AM 1360 in Fort Madison. In Harlan on KNOD-FM, Cool Gold 105, and KMCH-FM, Eastern Iowa's high school sports play-by-play leader in Manchester. Our great affiliates throughout the night and each and every week on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Back with more, and we're always powered by Learfield.
More shockers, highlights, interviews, and final scores are next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time
service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation. That everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're here for the love of the game. Now sit back, strap in. It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
Double tight step, man in motion. Step goes over the head of Dudley. Flag is down. This ball's still on the ground. Brayden Young trying to pick it up. Young does pick it up. Young, 30, 35, 40. One man to beat. Brayden Young, 40, 35, 30. Goodbye. Brayden Young, touchdown, South Hamilton.
Familiar voice here on the scoreboard show. Quinn Douglas from KQWC, and you'll have the report on South Hamilton and Ogden coming up, Tony.
All right, we've left off with Class 1A and 8 player first time around, and John Martinson, you have the report.
Yes, in Class 1A tonight, we'll start with District 1, 10th ranked Hinton, improving to 5-1 as they beat MV, AOCOU, and the Rams 49-7. Number 4, OABCIG, and West Sioux in action tonight. Longtime radio guy Doug Brook up at KSOU has this report.
Fourth-ranked OABCIG improves to 3-0 in Class 1A District 1 and is in the driver's seat for the district title with 2 weeks in the regular season remaining. OABCIG tops West Sioux tonight at Enabo Field in Haywarden by a score of 21-7. All of the scoring came in the first half. OABCIG capitalized on a pair of West Sioux turnovers and turned them into first half touchdowns. Bryson Kohler and J.J. Parks connected for the first score of the game, a 4-yard touchdown pass. Then it would be Kohler hitting Jax DeJean for a 4-yard score with a minute left to go in the first quarter to put OABCIG up 14-0. Kohler's third touchdown pass of the night went to Blake Corbin from 12 yards out with 11:09 left to go in the first half, putting the Falcons ahead 21-0. West Sioux's only score of the night came with 2:23 left to go until halftime, a 47-yard run by Braylon Lopez to make the score 21-7. OABCIG able to control the clock for much of the second half and come away with the win over West Sioux. Bryson Kohler completing 19 passes and 26 attempts for 198 yards. Jax DeJean, 7 catches for 71 yards to lead the OABCIG offense. 21-7, our final score from Edebo Field in Haywarden. For Sioux County Radio Sports and the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Doug Brew.
Got to make you wonder, with a name like DeJean up there at OABCIG, I bet that kid's got some good genetics.
I would think.
Good, yeah. Comes from a good line.
With older brother being playing in the NFL right now. Yeah, absolutely. All right, the rest of District 1, just one more score was Ridgeview. The Raptors, 6-0 over Lawton Bronson tonight to wrap up District 1. District 2, we still need a score in Esack County, Eagle Grove. The other finals we have, third-ranked Emmitsburg, the Ehawks, 51-6 over Pocahontas area, and Sioux Center of Sioux Rapids falling to Manson Northwest Webster, 24-14. District 3, it was Sumner Fredericksburg, 55-7 over Denver. You have Avlin and Parkersburg tonight over Central Springs of Manly, 35-6, and Dyke New Hartford, 34-0 over MFL Marmac. In District 4 tonight, it was Albernette defeating Columbus Catholic of Waterloo, 54-16. And the top-ranked team in the state, Grundy Center, 35-0. And that was a win over South Hardin tonight in District 4. Also tonight, we have South Hamilton and Ogden in action tonight with from KQWC. Here's Quinn Douglas.
South Hamilton defeats Ogden in Class 1A District 7 action tonight, 50-36 for homecoming at Bill Taylor Field and Jewell. Ogden got the football first as Caden Dudley scored on a one-yard touchdown run midway through the first quarter to put the Bulldogs up 6-0. South Hamilton answered right back with a short drive capped off by Braden Young, 9-yard touchdown run to make the score 6-6. That score would stand until halfway through the second quarter when an errant snap went over the head of the running back Caden Dudley for Ogden. It was picked up and ran back 77 yards by Braden Young for a touchdown to put the Hawks up 14-6. South Hamilton would get one more touchdown before the halftime break after a 26-yard scramble drill pass by Braden Young to Jose Babcock. Young took it off right edge and scored with 12 seconds left to make the halftime score 20-6. South Hamilton got the football out of the halftime break and Nick Sieversyke went to work as he capped off the drive with a 7-yard touchdown run to make it 28-6, but the Ogden offense will come alive after that. Caden Dudley scored on a 34-yard touchdown run with 7:34 to go in the third quarter to make it 28-12. South Hamilton would have an answer as Nick Sieversyke scored on a 12-yard touchdown run with a minute 57 to go in the third quarter to make it 34-12. Ogden would battle back with a 23-yard touchdown pass from C.J. Jones to Tyler Lass to make it 34-20. Bring Young would score his fourth touchdown on a sneak midway through the fourth quarter to make it 42-20. The Bulldogs would have a couple touchdown passes late from C.J. Jones, one to Trayon Mitchell, the other to Caden Dudley, but South Hamilton put one more score on the board with a minute 10 to go to bring the final to 50-36. South Hamilton proves to 3-0 in district play, and they'll take on Woodward Granger in what could be a de facto conference or district championship game next Friday night over at UT Field in Woodward. For the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show and KQWC, this is Quinn Douglas.
All right, thanks, Quinn. In District 5 tonight, second-ranked Wilton, 30-0. Nothing over Cascade. It was number 7 Regina of Iowa City, 28-10 over West Branch, and Beckman Catholic of Dyersville, 51-0 over Durant. District 6, we need a score on Pleasantville, Colfax, Bingo. Give that to us at X on at Iowa Scoreboard, please. Also tonight, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont rocketed 54-26 past the Comets of Cardinal of Eldon, and number 8 Sigourney, Kyoto, 42-21 over Pella Christian. You heard the report from Quinn Douglas on that District 7 win for South Hamilton over Ogden tonight. Also, we need scores on West Central Valley and Nottoway Valley and Grandview Christian and Woodward Granger in District 7. We have all the scores in District 8. Went overtime tonight. Trainer, a one-point winner to go to 5-1. The Cardinals over Underwood, 24-23. It was AHSTW of Avoca over Missouri Valley, 43-6. And Shenandoah, the Mustangs, 41-8 over Red Oak. But 1-4 unbeatens coming in tonight. There's three left. The team to beat in Class 1A is Grundy Centers. We go to the winner's circle for the Steffes Group and Steffesgroup.com with veteran coach Travis Zajac, who's turning into a living legend up at Grundy Center with back-to-back state championships between A and 1A. And coach, you this is a battle of unbeatens, but 35-0 for Grundy. That's an impressive score tonight, coach. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, it was a phenomenal team effort tonight. It wasn't the greatest of starts for us offensively. We kind of scuffled along, but our defense is outstanding off the jump. And then once we were able to kind of get our footing offensively, We were really able to do a lot of the things we wanted to do. We established line of scrimmage, ran the ball to great effect, had some big plays in the pass game. It was a phenomenal night and a big, big win for us.
Coach Zajac with Grundy Center. Coach, congratulations on a good win. You mentioned your defense. You guys have been shutting down teams pretty much all year long. Big feat tonight in going into South Hardin and shutting them out. But, you know, looking in your schedule, you travel to Auburn next week and then finish the season with Hudson before the playoffs start. You know, talk about not letting your kids, let one of these late season games sneak up on them and getting prepared for what happens next.
No, we spend a lot of time in our program talking about that every week, is that every opponent is going to give us our best shot, and we owe them as much preparation and focus as possible. Our kids will be locked in and ready to go for Auburnette. But that's to come on Monday. You know, my words at the end of the night tonight, I'm so stinking proud of them. Our players and assistant coaches did a fantastic job. They earned this win. Big win for us, going to propel us towards the back end of our district schedule, and we're excited for the road ahead of us.
Yeah, as I say, Coach, that target gets a little bit bigger. I know you're getting your kids are used to the fact, I'm sure, now that teams are giving you their best shot now, knowing where your program's at this point.
Yeah, and you know, that's the kids are not immune to it. We try to kind of protect them as much as we can when we're in the bubble of our team. And just talk about improving every moment that we get the opportunity to, whether it be practice and then obviously Friday nights in our games. We're doing some really special things here, but it's all credit to our kids and their families and our assistant coaches and their families. We've got really outstanding people here in Grundy Center.
Absolutely. Coach, congratulations. Tremendous victory for your Spartans tonight, and hopefully we'll talk to you again when we get into the postseason. Good job tonight, Coach.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Go Spartans.
Thank you. That's Travis Zajac and Grundy Center Football coming away for the Steffes Group, selling land and equipment for 65 years. The Steffes Group is one of the fastest growing auction companies in the nation with locations throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain regions. Visit them at steffesgroup.com.
Wendell Campbell will have A&A player first time around. We'd like to thank those on KOTM 97.7 FM in Ottumwa and on KSCJ AM 1360 and 94.9 FM talk radio in Sioux City. A couple more of our great affiliates as we bring you the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama. We've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you are never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop.
Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now back to the fastest 90 minutes on radio. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrid.
That's good with Weichert to his left. Takes the snap. Looks for a quick slant to Slego. Slego makes the catch. Slego's going to the end zone. Touchdown, Algona. He made a man miss. Did a little spin move, a little pirouette on the sideline. And a touchdown for the Bulldogs to start the game.
KLGA's Brian Wilson at Algona Clear Lake game. We'll hear more about that coming up. Love it when these affiliates send us a little clip from their game. There's nothing like listening to a football game on the radio or maybe watching it, as Wendell said earlier, on these streams that now that a lot of them are doing. But good job out of you guys.
Multiple streams, and you try and get one in each eye and one in each ear as we're tracking down scores here on Friday nights.
Wendell, your mic's live, so let's get to it. A&A player scores. Take it away, brother.
So you had a player earlier you want to highlight. I just looked up really quickly when we talk about genetics. This Jax DeGene at OBCIG.
Cooper's a younger brother.
Yeah, only a 6'5", 213-pound sophomore that with 365 catching yards on the year and I think 13 or 14 touchdowns. So I didn't get those genetics. That's why I'm a short, squatty guy that wears the stripes. Let's look at Class A finals here tonight in Week 6, District 1. Akron-Westfield double up by MMCRU 14-7. Hartley-Melvin Sanborn rolls over South O'Brien tonight 44-26. District 2, that's where number 2, West Hancock, they move to 7-0 on the season, shutting out South Central Calhoun 47-0. St. Ansgar wins big tonight over Newman Catholic 60-0. And North Union goes on the road and defeats West Fork 42-13. Moving down to District 3, and that's where number 10, Nashville Plainfield, just edges by South Winneshiek tonight 27-21. Wapsie Valley shuts out AGWSR 46-0. They scored a bunch of points tonight, and the Comets of BCLUW get the win 59-28 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. North Tama defeats North Butler tonight. Battle of the North 28-6 goes to North Tama. District 4 saw Starmont shutting out Postville 27-0. Maquoketa Valley shuts out Bellevue 35-0. Number 7, North Lynn, they move to 6-0 on the season. 39-0 shutout of Clayton Ridge. And East Buchanan rolls over North Cedar tonight 56-6. Moving to District 5, number 3, Lisbon, they move to 6-0 on the season, 49-0 over Wapello this evening. The rest of District 5 in Class A, Columbus Community over Loiza Muscatine, 54-0. And Pekin and the Panthers get back on the win column tonight, 61-13 over Highland Riverside. District 6, that's where Mount Air defeated the Hawks of Linville Sully tonight, 38-18. Wayne of Corden outlasted North Mahaska tonight, 14-9. And Madrid shut out Central Decatur, 49-0. District 7, Class A tonight, it took two overtimes and one point better Riverside of Oakland over Southwest Valley 33-32. Number 6 Earlham tonight moves to 5-1 on the season, 42-7 over Panorama. And your number 1 team in Class A, ACGC, they move to 6-0 on the season, 56-28 victory over IKM Manning. District 8, last three scores we have in Class A here. Number 5 Woodbury Central over Kingsley Pearson 48-22. It was Loma Logan Magnolia over Westwood of Sloan 14-13, and St. Albert's big over number previously ranked number 8 Tri-Center 49-16 St. Albert with a victory there. Those are all finals in Class A, and moving over to A player, we'll do that one. And give a shout out to my mom listening tonight on KSCJ as she is streaming tonight through one of our local affiliates apps. So good evening, Mom. Don't stay up too late there. District 1 saw your number 1 team, Bishop Garrigan of Algona tonight. As KLGA reported this one, they win big tonight 71 21-20 over Siouxland Christian. Here's KLGA.
I'm Tyler Lance reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. The defending eight-player state champion Bishop Gary and Golden Bears improved to 6-0 on the season as they overcame a slow start on the road to defeat the Siouxland Christian Eagles 71-20 in a non-district contest. The teams traded early touchdowns as Bishop Garrigan's straight and sink started the scoring with a 70-yard rush, giving the Golden Bears a 6-0 advantage. Siouxland Christian would answer back, time the game on a 45-yard touchdown catch by Bram Bielenberg, catching it from quarterback Judah Bielenberg. Time the game at 6 as the two-point conversion was no good. On their next drive, the Golden Bears answered back. Ethan Marshall scored on the ground from 11 yards out with the two-point conversion as Bishop Garrigan took a 14-6 lead. The next score would be by Siouxland Christian, cutting Bishop Garrigan's lead to 2 on a 65-yard touchdown scamper by quarterback Judah Bielenberg, making the score 14-12. After that, the Golden Bears would find their footing, scoring 41 points in a row, taking a 65-13 lead and eventually winning at 71-20. Bishop Garrigan would force 3 turnovers. Quarterback Tate Furch threw 3 touchdown passes. Running back Trayton Sink scored 3 times on the ground. And the 6-0 Golden Bears set up a homecoming showdown next week against 6-0 GTRA. Reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance.
As that one will be a non-district game next week, GTRA coming out of District 2. The rest of District 1 here in 8-player football in Iowa tonight. Number 3, Remsen St. Mary's moves to 6-0, 43-0 shutout over the Rockets of Arweva. Boyer Valley, 6 points better than Newell Fonda tonight, 28-22, and Woodbine rolls over West Harrison, 62-6. Woodbine still undefeated in that District 1, so that sets up, I think, a Week 9, or a Week 8 matchup, I should say, at Woodbine and Bishop Garrigan. District 2 tonight, these finals, Westman Mallard over North Iowa, 69-26. GTRA, 58-8, winners over Harris Lake Park. That game happened last night on Thursday. Northwood Kinsett, 46-6 over Rockford in District 2. Moving to District 3, non-district action here as number 4, Don Bosco, moves to 6-0 in the season, 78-6 over Midland, Wyoming. And the other final in District 3, Key Lansing, 63-6 winners over West Central Maynard. District 4, big finals, some finals there, some big scores. Triple rolls over Meskwaki Settlement, 59-8. Clarksville Big over GMG, 42-12. And Glidebrook Rhinebeck over BGM, 48-6. That game a non-district game in District 4. Let's move to District 5. Kalamus Wheatland over Lone Tree, 59-42 tonight. Central City over Easton Valley, 54-8. Matthew Klosterman leading the state in rushing yards with 1,285 rushing yards for Central City coming in tonight. Edward Colesberg moved to 6-0 with a 42-14 victory over Springville tonight in that one. District 6, that's where number 8, Iowa Valleys, they moved to 6-0 on the season, 72-20 over Winfield, Mount Union, and the Wolves. HLV, Trey County, and Twin Cedars tangled in a non-district game in this one tonight, 58-8. HLV gets the victory there tonight. Another non-district in this one, Colonesco over English Valleys, 42-20. And the last district game in District 6 saw Waco over New London, 67-42. District 7, number 9, Belle Plaine tonight. They are down by Montezuma. Montezuma moving to 7-1, I believe, on the season. Or 6-1 on the season. That was right. Montezuma tonight, 28-24. Monty quarterback Brady Bolton, 3 touchdown passes and ran for another one for 4 total TDs tonight. Other District 7 saw Moravia over to Melcher Dallas, 55-22. District 8, where they are all tangled up here, knotted up with a bunch of ranked teams. Lennox and Bedford have already played, but that sets up some games with Southeast Warren coming up. But the finals tonight, number 2, Lennox moves to 6-0, 72-8 over Murray. Number 7, Bedford rolls over Stan Essex, 85-0. Number 10, Southeast Warren over Lamoni, 64-44. And East Union Big over Mormon Trail, 54-14. District 9, number 5, Audubon and the Wheelers move to 6-0, 54-20 over Glidden Ralston. St. Edmund Fort Dodge over Coon Rapids, 55-22. And Baxter over Collins Maxwell, 64-42. Anyway, what do we name that one, John? That one's one. Those two teams are not big fans of each other.
The Civil War.
The Civil War
between Storm and Jasper County.
Those two teams that used to play together are now split in 8-player football. Finally, in District 10 tonight, took two overtimes, but number 8, Camas Vinita, moves to 5-1, 30-28 over Sydney. Fremont Mills over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 48-6. And finally, East Mills outlast Griswold tonight, 58-56. Those are all finals in Class 8-player.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and if you missed it the first time around, we're going to get to them second time around, and all the scores hopefully are in. I know 5A and 4A are. That's what we'll start. start up with at the top after this break. Thanks to those listening on the Voice of Northwest Iowa Sports and Sioux Center on KSOU, on KICD, your information station in Spencer. That's 102.5 FM and AM 1240 News Radio and Big Country 107.7. In Spirit Lake on KUOO 103.9 FM Campus Radio, and in Storm Lake on Mix 101.7 KAYL FM. Back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
99 counties, 330 teams, and one big scoreboard. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
All right, welcome back. Along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Etzeni, and Joe Millage, our executive producer. We've been through the scores from 5A to 8 player once. We'll start all over again, and we'll begin in 5A tonight. For the top-ranked team, resides in group number one, the Maroons of Dowling Catholic, but it took three overtimes to defeat number six, Ankeny Centennial, 41-35. Urbandale shuts out Des Moines East, 42-0, and it was Sioux City North, 19, and Des Moines Roosevelt, 7. Class 5A, group number two, the three-time defending champs, number five-ranked Southeast Polk Rams, they fall tonight to number 9, Johnson. Johnson, a shutout. Dragons, 34-0. Number 10, Waukee, all over Des Moines Lincoln, 56-0. And it was Sioux City East, 63. Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln, 35. In group number 3, one of the two remaining unbeatens in Class 5A, third-rated Bettendorf. They took care of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 33-14. Iowa City, City High, 49-7 winners over Davenport Central. And it was Dubuque Hempstead over Davenport North, 24-21. In group number 4, number 2 ranked West Des Moines Valley doubles it up, a little more than doubles it up, 45-21 over Waukee Northwest. The Atoma, the other remaining unbeaten in 5A, but they took a large fight from Ames, 41-34 winners tonight. And it was Waterloo West improving to 5-1, 44-17 over Marshalltown. In group number 5 in Class 5A, number 4 Pleasant Valley, 52, Cedar Falls, 28. Number 7 Linmar of Marion, 47-7 winners over Muscatine. And it was Dubuque Senior, 52, Davenport West, 12. Finishing up 5A group number 6. It was Ankeny, 35, Prairie of Cedar Rapids, 16, Iowa City West, 48, the six winners over Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and eighth-rated Iowa City Liberty outlasted Cedar Rapids Washington by the mark of 27-22. Let's go to Class 4A and District Number 1. And from Spencer and Dennis and Schleswig, KICD's Stephen Cutler has the report.
Spencer hosted Dennis and Sleswig in Class 4A District 1 play for homecoming night at Dale Norton Field. Spencer would score with 7:07 remaining in the first quarter when Miles Robbins blocked a punt that was recovered in the end zone by Brody Johnson, giving the Tigers a 7-0 lead after the PAT. After an interception on the next Dennis and Sleswig drive, Spencer capitalized when Cale Bruning tossed it to Brady Vreeman for a touchdown, and the Tigers had a 14-0 lead going into the second. Spencer would score once in the second quarter as Jack Behrens took the option pitch from Cale Bruning 21 yards for a touchdown. A missed PAT would make the score 20-0 going into the half. After forcing a Dennis and Sleswig three and out to start things in the third quarter, Spencer would fumble on the very first play of the next drive. Dennis and Sleswig would not allow Spencer the ball back for the rest of the quarter, putting together a 15-play drive that took nearly 10 minutes off the clock. The Monarchs couldn't finish the marathon drive off with points, though, throwing an interception in the end zone. Spencer would turn that turnover into more points as Cale Bruning found Jack Behrens on a 38-yard touchdown pass, putting Spencer up 26-0 with 7:13 to go. That would be all it took as the Tigers were able to stop Dennis and Sleswig on the next drive and run the clock out, improving to 4-2 on the season and 2-0 in Class 4A District 1 play. Eight different Tigers ran the football on the night, combining for 194 yards on the ground in the winning effort for Spencer. From KICD Sports, this is Stephen Cutler for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, again, it was Spencer winning tonight, and they are the district leaders at 2-0, along with Fort Dodge, who also won the night over Storm Lake 55-26, and it was Lamar's 48-16 over Sioux City West. In District 2 in Class 4A, 5th-rated Decorah took on 9th-rated Waverly Shellrock. We'll have head coach Mike Tangen on at the top of the hour. Decorah, the Vikings, 28-7 winners. Mason City falls to Waterloo East 32-30, and Epworth, Western Dubuque, shuts out Marion the night 27-0. In District number 3, Xavier of Cedar Rapids, ranked number 7, 24-game district winning streak now, as they defeated number 6, North Scott of Eldridge, 28-21. It was Clear Creek Amana 56, Burlington 0, and Oskaloosa falls to Clinton 26-24. District number 4 in Class 4A, Gilbert shuts down Carlisle 41-10, number 2 Gilbert. Number 10 Newton falls to number 3 Pella, who stays unbeaten 35-28. Bondurant-Farrar 63-7 over Des Moines Hoover. In District number 5, number 4, North Polk, still unbeaten, 29-8 winners over Ballard of Huxley. 8th-rated ADM of Adel, 56-14 over Des Moines North. And Indianola defeated Boone, 21-14. And finishing up in District number 6, were the 4A's best 15-game winning streak, belongs to number 1, Lewis Central of Council Bluffs, 56-6 winners over Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. Norwalk shuts down Dallas Center Grimes, 38-0. And it was Winterset, 29, Glenwood, 21. Let's get to John Martinson in Class 3A.
All right. In District 1, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton, 45-21 over MOC Floyd Valley. Bishop Heelan, 45-21 over Carroll Public. It was Sioux Center over Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 10-6. District 2, top-ranked Algona over Clear Lake by a score of 28-7. Seventh-ranked Humboldt, 42-0 over Charles City. And it was Webster City over Hampton Dumont Cal, 18-6. District 3, fourth-ranked Waller Catholic of Dubuque over number 6-ranked Independent, 17-10. West Delaware, 49-6 over Center Point Urbana. And Maquoketa, 16-14 over Central DeWitt. District 4 tonight, 9th-ranked Mount Vernon, 46-14 over Davenport Assumption. You had Washington, 49-28 over Mount Pleasant. And, all right, we'll go through the rest of the 3A after the top of the hour.
All right, we'll be back. Top of the hour. Finish up in 3A. Get all the scores from 2A to 8 player. Again, you're listening to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night. And we're always powered by Learfield.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy. So students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation: that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
One, all the way to the playoffs. No one covers the boys of fall better. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
Ryan, this ball down the field. Second down, pitch it left to Chantalovon. Can he get to the edge? He's got blockers. Turns the corner, 30, 25, cuts back to the 20, 15, 10, cuts back to the 5, touchdown! Kobe Chantalovon is unstoppable tonight!
So is Jason Van Arkel from Bulldogs Network.
37 yards!
Yeah, beautiful play calling there by Jason Van Arkel, Bulldogs Network, part of the KIIC Sports Properties. Great job out of him, and a great win. 6-0 for the Bulldogs.
Talk about a great game and a great win tonight. The Decorah Vikings tonight took on Waverly Shell Rock. I don't know who's played a tougher schedule in the state than Waverly Shell Rock to begin this season. But Matt Ray with K-Way has the report.
Matt Ray reporting from Decorah as number 5 Decorah took on number 9 Waverly Shell Rock. It was a tight one early on as Decorah led 6-0 after the first quarter. In the second quarter, Decorah went up 13-0. The Gohawks couldn't get any offense going until they gave a reverse to the freshman Jaden Stevens. Took it 80 yards for the score. It was 13-7 going into the halftime break. But in the second half, Decorah absolutely dominated the football game. First drive of the half was an 8-minute, 25-second drive that left them with 7 points on the board. Decorah would lead 20-7 after the third quarter. They'd score one more time in the early goings of the fourth quarter and win this one 28-7. Some stats that really stood out to me was that there were 73 plays run for Decorah, 461 yards, and they had the ball for 34 minutes, 34 seconds. Two guys, Kinnon and Grew, both over 100 yards rushing. Really, it was all Decorah all night long. Yes, it was close for a little bit, but the Vikings sure look like the fifth best team in Class 4A tonight as they come out with a dominant district win to go to 6-0. Waverly Shell Rock, after the six-game gauntlet, is 3-3. Their next three games should be quite a bit easier as they'll have homecoming next week. One more time, Decorah 28, Waverly Shell Rock 7. I'm Matt Ray reporting for the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show.
All right, thank you, Matt, for that report. We started the night with 34 unbeatens. I know of four that have lost tonight, so we're down to 30 in the unbeaten fields across the state in all the classes. But we left off in 3A. We start back up in the middle of 3A, and here's John Martinson.
Don't quiz him on a team's mascot name. He knows all of them. Here's John Martinson.
All right.
Are we not going to go to the Wheel of Destiny tonight and see?
We don't have time for the Wheel
of Destiny. Oh, okay.
Unless you just want to throw one out, Wendell.
I don't care.
Well, early I was listening to one, and they threw out Russell, Iowa.
Trojans. Had a football team because Van Meter played there in 1997, the only other time they played in Lucas County other than tonight.
Oh, there you go.
So the Russell Trojans. There you go.
John, good job.
Van Meter pulled the Wheels. Yeah, there you go. All right, in Sioux City, Helan, the Crusaders got some information from Coach Nick McInerney on Kaysen Thomas, who's getting some D1 looks. He's a junior for the Crusaders, had 4 rushing touchdowns and a pick 6 tonight. Helan at over 400 yards offense tonight. Carson McInerney, 3 catches for 60 yards tonight. So thanks, Coach McInerney, for that information. Now, starting back in District 5, looks like Williamsburg is your leader right now. They are undefeated in Class 3A District 5. They roll over Fairfield 54-12. Number 3 ranked Solon, their first loss of the year, had a 47-game active district win streak snapped by Benton Community. The Bobcats, with a late touchdown, win at 21-20. And Grinnell, a 45-7 win over South Tamen tonight to go to 5-1 on the year. In the District 6 tonight, it was Creston, a 30-28 winner over Atlantic. You have Nevada, a 49-0 winner over Knoxville. Nevada going to 5-1 on the year. Atlantic, their second loss of the year. And Harlan, 49-7 over Perry. And that was in District 6. So they're down to 3 unbeatens left now in Class 3A football as we head to Class 4A.
All right, let's get back to the coach's hotline, brought to you by the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com. And joining us, we talked about it, 5th-rated Decorah took on number 9 Waverly Shellrock. And the head coach of the Decorah Vikings victorious tonight, 28-7. Mike Tengen joins us on the hotline. Coach, congratulations. Boy, you know, your team's playing darn good, unbeaten, one of only a few, only 30 teams left in the state unbeaten. But boy, this Waverly Shellrock team, can they play a tougher schedule adding you to this as well? What a great district win for you guys.
Yeah, it was a big win. Waverly is a good team. I mean, they have played a gauntlet of teams, and they're physical. And I thought our kids executed well tonight and did our game plan and, you know, played with passion. And it was a great environment. But, yeah, it was a real good win for us.
Talking with Decorah head coach Mike Tangen. And, Coach, was this a game you led from start to finish? Was it a close game all the way between your Vikings and the Gohawks tonight?
Yeah, we kind of took control fairly early. They got back on we were up 14-0. They got back on a play. They did a reverse on us. But I felt like we kind of controlled the line of scrimmage. They were down their starting quarterback there. Their coach's son, Hubbard's been out for a few weeks, and I think they'll get him back, which they'll be a dangerous team with him, too. He's got some good legs, so I hope that he does get healthy and gets back. But I felt like we kind of controlled the game. Physically on both sides of the ball, I thought our O-line, D-line did a good job. It was a good team win for us.
We're talking to head coach Mike Tangen from Decorah. So, Coach, you guys get to go on the road here 2 out of the last 3 weeks of the season as we look forward. Don't want to look too far ahead to playoffs and things like that, but talk about, you know, keeping your kids up here for the end of these districts. You know, don't want to overlook one of these late season games as we get to playing right, good at the right time.
Yeah, no, for sure. Actually, I mean, Marion's hit our number here the last 2 years. They've beaten us the last 2 years on last second drives both years. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for them and their coaching staff and how they've schemed against us. So, you know, we'll have a challenge, and we just kind of, that's kind of how we are. We just take one game at a time and try to get the kids, but, you know, they're high school kids. So try not to get them to pay attention too much and looking too far forward. But that's our job as coaches. But, you know, I think our guys will stay focused and keep going one game at a time because our schedule still is tough. I mean, Marion will be good, and then Washington Duke will be good, and then we'll get rolling. So.
Very good. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win tonight, and hopefully we're talking to you sometime later down the road here. Again, nice job tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Coach Mike Tangen at Decorah, the coach's hotline coming your way for the Steffes Group, the nation's fastest-growing auction company. Whether you're interested in buying or selling land or equipment, visit them at steffesgroup.com.
Well, we have Class 2A to get to second time around. Here's Wendell Campbell.
Let's see. So we started the night with 3 unbeatens, and we will leave tonight with 3 unbeatens still in Class 2A. Starting in District 1, good matchup here. Number 2, West Line of Inwood, they moved to 6-0, 46-6 victory over number 9, Cherokee. Western Christian defeats Sheldon tonight 42-7, and Central Line George Little Rock 10 better than Unity Christian 28-18. District 2, and that's where your number one team in Class 2A, Spirit Lake, they moved to 5-1 on the season, 49-7 over Esterville Lincoln Central. We heard from KUOO's Jason Jacobs earlier on that one. Okoboji Milford over Garner Hayfield Ventura 34-12, and you heard from Tim Peterson and Q102 on that one. Other final in District 2 saw Forest City over Clarion Goldfield Dallas 22-14. District 3, that's where number 7, North Fayette Valley, they defeat New Hampton tonight 46-13. It was Osage over Crestwood to Cresco 20-10, and Waukon rolled over Oldwine tonight 68-8. District 4, that's where the second one of the three unbeatens in 2A, and that's number 6, Northeast Goose Lake moves to 6-0, 35-34 as they outlasted West Liberty here tonight. Anamosa over Tipton 42-7, and Monticello over Comanche 35-7. District 5, that's where West Burlington went on the road and won tonight 34-13 over Central Lee. Mid Prairie over Mediapolis 24-8, and Albia rolled over Davis County 41-7. District 6, that's where the final unbeaten in Class 2A is, and number 3, PCM, they get a big win tonight over Vinton Shelsburg 52-8. Thanks to my buddy Ty for calling me on that one. West Marshall State Center 37-12 over Iowa Falls Alden, and Union LaPorte City a touchdown better than Jessup tonight 27-20. District 7 is where number 4, Van Meter, they moved to 5-1 on the season, 38-3 over Sheraton. Clarinda shuts out Oak Clark of Osceola 64-0, and Centerville runs by the Roadrunners of I-35 20-14. Finally, in District 8, and there we had number 5, Kemper Catholic, goes on the road, and they win tonight over number 8, Des Moines Christian 29-20. Number 10, Roland Story, victorious tonight 34-6 over Greene County. They are number 10 in this last week's rankings, and Southeast Valley, they shut out Saydell tonight 54-0. Those are all finals in Class 2A.
All right, update on the unbeatens. 31 unbeatens left in the state is what I have as I quickly counted through. I'd like to thank those in Webster City on Q95, KQWC, Thunder Country 96.7 in Albia, KIIC-FM, KLGA, Hometown Radio in Algona, and KSWI, Southwest Iowa's Classic Rock in Atlantic. Some more of our great Iowa High School Scoreboard Show affiliates. We'll be back to finish up with A and A player final scores and more after this. And we're powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8 player, we'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the IHSAA, are the 81,000 male high school sports students in Iowa. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the National League leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids, live from the Iowa High School Scoreboard Studio.
All right, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Etzeni. Back on the board now is Jacob Briggs, our closer tonight, as they bring him out of the bullpen. We appreciate him. And again, each and every week, I want to mention Kevin Cunningham, our great score inputter. He does a great job. Thanks to Kevin Cunningham. And thanks to those listening on the All the Best Country in Audubon on KSOM FM, on KWBG AM 1590 and 101.5 FM, where they believe in Boone in Boone, KCHE AM and FM classic hits, 70s, 80s, and 90s in Cherokee, and in Clinton on KROS AM 1340 and 105.9 FM, your total source. Our great affiliates, 30-plus across the state, to bring you the Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30. And the rankings we use each and every week are those of Radio Iowa at RadioIowa.com. We left with Class 1A, I believe.
Yes.
And that means you, John?
Yes, it is.
John Martins.
And I think we've got all the finals in Class 1A as well. So let's start with District 1. OABCIG, number 4 ranked are the Falcons, 21-7 over West Sioux of Hay-Warden. 10th ranked Hinton, 49-7 over MVAOCOU, and Ridgeview 6-0 over Lawton Bronson. In District 2, it was Emmitsburg and Pocahontas area in action tonight. From Y100, Scott Nolte with this report.
3 ranked Emmitsburg Yeehawks in Class 1A made the short trip to Pocahontas area to take on the Indians, and it was all Emmitsburg from the beginning as they cruised to a 51-6 victory. Emmitsburg started the game with the football. 4 plays and 1 minute 56 seconds later, quarterback Gavin Swanson would score on a 49-yard touchdown run. Emmitsburg up 7-0. After a Pocahontas 3 and out, Emmitsburg got it right back. 2 plays later, Yeehawks score a touchdown, go up 14-0. That would be the common theme in the first half. Emmitsburg with 7 possessions in the first half. They scored on all 7 possessions, 6 touchdowns, and 1 30-yard field goal. Yeehawks led 44-6 at the break. They would add another score late in the third quarter to come up with that final score of 51-6. The Emmitsburg defense forced 4 turnovers. Offensively for the Yeehawks, 425 yards with 406 of those on the ground, led by Carson Bach with 136 yards rushing and a score. Emmitsburg continues their undefeated season. They are 6-0. They will host Eagle Grove next Friday for senior night. Pocahontas area falls to 0-6. They will travel to Sioux Central next Friday. For Radio Iowa and Y100, this is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
The rest of District 2, ESAC County, 38-6 over Eagle Grove, and Sioux Central of Sioux Rapids falling to Manson Northwest Webster, 24-14. District 3 tonight, it was number 5, Dyke New Hartford, 34-0 over MFL Marmac. Sumner Fredericksburg and Denver in action tonight. The report is Taylor Netz from KWAY.
Important district game tonight in the Gateway Game of the Week as the Sumner Fredericksburg Cougars took on the Denver Cyclones. The Cyclones are 1-1 in district play coming in here to tonight, and have the two top teams in the district, Dyke New Hartford and MFL Marmac, kind of have established themselves as the top two teams in the district. And those are the two teams that the Cyclones finish the season out against. The Sumner Fredericksburg Cougars, on the other hand, are 0-2 in district play and need a win. Their two losses, though, to those top two teams, and have a little bit of an easier schedule going towards the end of the season. But in any event, both teams needed the victory here this evening. Only one of them, of course, would get it, and it would be the homestanding Cougars of Sumner Fredericksburg. In fact, they would dominate the Denver Cyclones here tonight by a score of 55-7. Noah Henderson had 3 touchdowns on the ground tonight. His dad, Buck, was in on the call with me in the broadcast booth. He was excited for his son. Tatum Nuss, the quarterback, had a couple of touchdown runs, including a 75-yard touchdown run. And Liam Stenge had a couple of touchdowns as well for the Cougars. 1 through the air, 1 on the ground. Travis Smith tacked on a late touchdown for the Cougars on the ground as well. The lone Cyclone run, the lone Cyclone touchdown came from Logan Hanlon on the ground. A big win for the Cougars as they win it 55-7. Reporting for KWAY Radio, I'm Taylor Nitz.
All right, thank you, Taylor. And the rest of District 3 tonight, it was Abilene and Parkersburg 35-6 over Central Springs of Manly. District 4 tonight, top-ranked Grundy Center 35-0 over South Hardin, the number 16 coming into tonight. Thanks to Coach Travis Ajak for his comments earlier tonight on the Spartans' win. Albernette 54-16 over Columbus Catholic. And it was Hudson 21-7 over East Marshall to wrap up District 4. District 5, it was second-ranked Wilton 30-0 over Cascade. Number 7, Regina of Iowa City 28-10 over West Branch. And it was Beckman Catholic of Dyersville, 51-0 over Durant. District 6 tonight, 8th-ranked Sigourney Kyoto, 42-21 over Powell Christian. It was Pleasantville, 48-0 over Colfax Mingo to go to 4-2. And it was Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont, 54-26 over Cardinal of Eldon. District 7 tonight, South Hamilton, 50-36 over Ogden. West Central of Stewart, 17-12 over Nottoway Valley. And it was Woodward Granger by a score of 52-7 over Grandview Christian. District 8 tonight, Trainer in overtime, 24-23 over Underwood, AHSTW. The Vikings win up 43-6 over Missouri Valley. And it was Shenandoah, 41-8 over Red Oak in District 8, Class 1A football.
All right, we'll get to A&A play after this timeout. You're listening to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
Scores are coming in like hotcakes. More outcomes next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
Here we go!
Live from Radio Iowa, it's the Iowa High School Scoreboard. Ford Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now back to the studio.
All right, with executive producer Joe Millage, our producer now, Jacob Briggs, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Anseni, as we close it down here with the closer, Briggs, and now the closer on A&A Player Finals, Wendell Campbell.
And let's jump down to District 7, where your number one team in Class A tonight, Adair KC Guthrie Center, also known as ACGC, headed to the highway to the playoffs. I throw that one in every year. But we've got KDSN reporting on this one here tonight.
Class A District 7 play in Manning as the IKM Manning Wolves looking to bounce back after three straight losses as they play host to the number one ranked ACGC Chargers. And it was tied at 28 in the second quarter, but since that point it was all ACGC as they rattled off 28 unanswered points to pull away with a 56-28 win over the IKM Manning Wolves as the ACGC Chargers improved to 6-0 on the season. Led by 423 total rushing yards as a squad, it was their senior quarterback, Jathan South, who finished with 169 rushing yards and four rushing touchdowns while also throwing for two touchdowns and 62 passing yards in this one. And for the IKM Manning Wolves, they were led by quarterback Ben Ramsey, finishing 13-26 for two touchdowns, 308 yards, and an interception. Ben Langle finishing with 42 rushing yards on 19 carries and two touchdowns in this one. ACGC remains undefeated, moving to 6-0 on the season as they maintain their top spot in Class A District 7, while IKM Manning falls to 2-4 on the season, losers of four straight. Coming up next for the Chargers, they will be back at home as they take on Mount Air. And for IKM Manning, they'll be on the road against Southwest Valley. For KDSN Sports and for Radio Iowa, this is Noah Caruso on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks for that report, Noah. And we're going to get through all the rest of the scores because we have them all in there. Thanks to Kevin Cunningham for working his tail off here tonight. Get these in here. Class A, District 1, it was number 9, Galen Catholic over Sibley, achieving tonight 34-26. MMCRU over Akron Westfield 14-7. Hartley Melvin Sanborn 44-26 winners over South O'Brien and Alta Aurelia over West Monona 28-8 in non-district action there. District 2, number 2 West Hancock moves to 6-0, 47-0 shutout of South Central Calhoun. Number 4 St. Ansgar 60-0 shutout of Newman Catholic Mason City. And Lake Mills over Bellman Clemmie 27-13. North Union over West Fork 42-13. District 3 saw number 10 Nashville Plainfield outlast South Winneshiek tonight 27-21. Wapsie Valley shuts out AGWSR 46-0. BCLW and the Comets 59-28 over Martinsdale St. Mary. North Tama over North Butler 28-6. North Tama winning tonight. District 4, number 7, Northland Troy Mills moves to 6-0, 39-0 over Clayton Ridge. Starmont over Postville 27-0. Maquoketa Valley over Bellevue 35-0. And East Buchanan, East Buck over North Cedar 56-6. District 5, number 3, Lisbon moves to 6-0, 49-0 over Wapello. Danville 7-6 winners over Van Buren County tonight. And Columbus Community shuts out Louisa Muscatine 54-0. And finally, in District 5, Pekin over Highland Riverside 61-13. District 6 in Class A tonight saw Mount Air over Linville Sully 38-18. Wayne of Corden outlast North Mahaska 14-9. And Madrid shuts out Central Decatur 49-0. We just heard in District 7 from ACGC, KDSN reporting 56-28 over IKM Manning. Number 6, Earlham moves to 5-1 on the season, 42-7 over Panorama. Southwest Valley and Riverside Oakland took two overtimes, but Riverside outlasted them tonight 33-32. Finally, in District 8 is where number 5 Woodbury Central moves to 5-1, 48-22 over Kingsley Pearson. Number 8 Tri-Center Neola is upended tonight by St. Albert Council Bluffs 49-16, and Logan Magnolia one better than Westwood Sloan 14-13. Here is 8 player action here tonight. District 1 saw number 1 Bishop Garrigan, as we heard from KLGA earlier, 71-20 over Siouxland Christian. Bishop Garrigan remains undefeated. Number 3 Rims and St. Mary's 43-0 over Arweva and the Rockets. Woodbine over West Harrison. Mundaman 62-6. And Boudreaux Valley 28-22 over Newell Fonda. District 2, so GTRA, they moved to 6-0 on the season, 58-8. That game happened last night over Harris Lake Park. Wispin Mallard 69-26 over North Iowa Buffalo Center. And Northwood Kensett 46-6 winners over Rockford. District 3, number 4 Don Bosco, they moved to 6-0 on the season, 78-6 over Midland, Wyoming. Riceville shuts out Central Alcator 56-0. Turkey Valley over Waterloo Christian 62-26. Key Lansing 63-6 over West Central Maynard. District 4 here in Class 8 player tonight, Tripola 59-8 over Meskwaki Settlement. Clarksville over GMG 42-12. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck defeats BGM Brooklyn 48-6. Gladbrook moves to 5-1 on the season. Janesville over Dunkerton 66-6. District 5, Calamus Wheatland over Lone Tree 59-42. Central City over Easton Valley 54-8. Edgeworth-Colesburg remains undefeated 42-14 over Springville. District 6, that's where number 8, Iowa Valley moves to 6-0, 72-20 over Winfield. Mount Union, HLV over Twin Cedars 58-8, Waco over New London 67-42, and Colonesco over English Valleys 42-20. District 7, Montezuma over Belle Plaine 28-24, Moravia upends Melcher Dallas tonight 55-22. District 8, Lennox remains undefeated 72-8 over Murray, Bedford over Stan Essex 85-0. Southeast Warren remains undefeated 64-44 over Lamoni, and East Union over Mormon Trail 54-14. Finally, District 9, Audubon over Brilliant Ralston 54-28, St. Edmund Fort Dodge 55-22 over Coon Rapids, Baxter over Collins Maxwell 64-42, District 10, Camp of Anita over Sydney, Fremont Mills over Elkhorn Kimbleton tonight, and East Mills upends Griswold 58-56. All finals in Class 8 player.
All right,
how about it?
All the scores from 5A to 8 player two times around, and I mean all the scores. Thanks to everybody tonight, for Jacob Briggs, for Kevin Cunningham, for executive producer Joe Millage, for Wendell Campbell, for John Martinson, for yours truly, Tony and Sonny. Good night. Thanks for listening. Every Friday night, 10 to 11:30, and we're powered by Learfield.
This has been the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Adzetti, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell. Presented by Bex Hybrids, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa. Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Iowa. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.